The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
What kind of radio show is this?
This is the one that wakes you up every morning.
It's like my new favorite show.
It's Monday morning.
Is it me, or is this show getting weirder this year?
Don't worry, it's too early for the creative types.
Get up there and do the show. We go live in 7 seconds.
It's showtime.
Hi, this is Arnold. Your instructor.
Yeah.
Going.
Woo!
Down
and up and down
and up.
Hey,
woo!
Breathe, everybody.
Come on, more energy.
Because it's Monday.
More energy. Come on, Arnold. I'm doing
more
the best
energy.
I can.
Down. Up.
Woo!
Down.
Calisthenics on your Monday.
Time.
Monday.
That's right.
Down.
That's right. Up. Down.
Good morning.
Up. Down.
Monday, May 2nd.
Down.
It's May Day.
It is May Day. Although I thought the first was May Day.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Today is a special day, Steve-O.
Very, very special day.
Today, our focus...
Gonna get our Reload Love. Yeah.
...is on Reload Love. You don't know what Reload Love is, we're gonna tell you all about
today
it.
Today you're gonna know way more than you ever have known.
That's right.
Down. Come
thank
on,
you, Arnold. Thank you. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Just
done
kick him off.
It's just so demanding.
I want to thank the thousands of people that showed up at Lobo Beast yesterday.
Oh, yes. Amazing. The support is unbelievable.
Good grief. I mean, we're never going to have to just get rid of this station ever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sarcasm.
Yeah, it was...
Why do you guys change your name so much? I don't know, man. I don't know.
So talk to me. How was it? How was... Lobo Beast 101.
Well, shout out to our boy Nick and his family.
Yep.
Because they love our station, and they love us.
Good.
Shout out to Birga and her family, because she works here, and her family loves our station.
Well, that's good.
And then we did have a couple of people show up.
Yeah.
Who was Sam's friend? The one lady and then
oh,
her
yeah,
friend
yeah,
showed
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah, 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 Jamie, yeah.
They wanted to support the station. And that was
it.
Well,
while we were there,
yeah.
Listen, the promotion on this was not all that great,
dude. Whatever. We look at this. Okay, listen, people.
Social media.
Facebook.com/star88fm. Because we have three. I'm like looking down, trying to see. There are three different posts from the 29th. Look at this. All these different posts.
Yeah, but you know how
we
Facebook
posted all
works.
Over our social media.
And we did like, talk about it.
Oh, we've never heard this. You know,
we did talk about it on Friday. Facebook
but you're
Live.
Right. We just found out a couple weeks ago. All of a sudden, they hit us up and we're like, "We want to feature you guys next Sunday." And we're like, "Oh, well, sure."
It was fast, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the hardest things about our station is that we're a nonprofit, so
right.
it's not like we could throw together a little promo
you're
to
right.
promote
right. You're
this.
Exactly
thing.
Right.
Hey, guys, come to this bar. They want to support us.
So that's it's that's true. Why yeah. I don't think a lot of people knew about it, just because it was just really us mentioning it a few times and then Facebook. So thanks for the support.
I think if you would have been there, a lot of people would have come.
We did a video on Friday about it, and there were 513 views. Don't tell me people didn't know about it. Look at this.
They might have just looked at it real quick and then got out of there.
I have never even heard of the Lobo Beast.
I had neither until this, which
well,
is probably
I can tell you this, sir. You are in the majority. You are in the majority.
Did you guys eat?
Nope.
No.
What kind of food do they have?
It's
are we allowed
like
to
bar
talk
food.
About this right now?
No, we can tell what they have.
Okay.
I think.
It seemed like they had a bunch of snackies, like wings and flatbreads.
Yeah,
and...
I can state facts. They also have some kind of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, with lobster.
Yeah.
Was,
ooh.
Like,
it was a mix.
I can get down with that.
That's facts. So I can say that.
Yeah.
But okay. Then again, we didn't eat either.
No.
So I don't know.
No, it's pretty cool that they wanted to do that for us.
Yeah.
It was cool that we got to go between 3 and 5 because if I'd have had to been there till 9, like poor Mahoots. Oh, and that's another thing. They closed early because nobody was there. Mahoots texted me around 8, and he was they're closing.
Oh, well, it is Sunday night.
I told him, I was like, Mahoots, you need to get your friends to show up, or you're going to be alone.
And think about it. There's no football.
Yeah, he texted me, and he said, you were right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing going on, really.
He was very alone. Poor Mahoots.
Well.
His small mind.
Could have been worse. Could have been mugged.
Could have been mugged.
Could have been.
They were playing
mugged.
Great music while we were there. Shout out to Tears for Fears and Berlin.
Oh my gosh.
The music was incredible. It made everything
better. 80s. Good. It was the best.
To the gal working that was using iPod or her Pandora or whatever it was, because it was great.
And she was also belting out every song, which the bartender.
Sometimes not that great.
But
it was fun.
That's a good time.
It was great.
Sad I missed
it. I was glad to be there with Teo. It was fun.
Yeah, I was in Texas this weekend, so I wasn't able to
forget it.
Hang out with these two.
Yeah.
Glad that we did that.
You got to hang out with Lando.
Yep. Yeah. Lando. Hey, big shout out to the ABQ Elite. It's my son's basketball team. They took home the gold over the weekend.
Nice.
Got themselves nice little gold necklace.
Okay.
They won the big championship game in Amarillo, Texas. And, by the way, Amarillo is beautiful.
Amarillo by morning.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yep.
My wife painted this picture that it was this little hole town.
It is a little hole in the wall town.
Not really.
It's grown?
It's like the size of Albuquerque.
No, it's not.
It's about 250,000 people.
I thought we were like 500,000 to 750,000 people.
The thing is with Amarillo is it's really spread out because there's a lot of fields.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually, to get across to Amarillo, it takes a little bit. So I don't know, maybe that's why it just seems a lot bigger than it is. But they have a downtown kind of like Albuquerque.
Are you checking Amarillo or Albuquerque?
Me?
Yeah.
Amarillo.
Okay, I got Albuquerque. What's the population of Amarillo?
A couple hundred thousand, right?
196,000.
Okay.
As of 2013. Couple hundred.
As of 2013, Albuquerque had 556,000 people, and that's not including that's just the metro. That's not
a
including
big difference.
Bernalillo, Rio Rancho. That's not including any of that. We got like...
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, we have more people.
Way more.
Way more people.
Way bigger.
It definitely had that Albuquerque vibe, except it was really green.
I could see where it has an Albuquerque vibe.
Yeah.
But Amarillo, man, the most I remember about Amarillo is always just driving through it.
Mm.
And that's about it. Because it's on 40.
Yeah.
That's it. Just driving through.
And
oh, yeah. Cadillac Ranch is out there.
Cadillac Ranch.
I've been to Cadillac Ranch.
Did you hit the Big Texan?
No. Nah.
Did you?
The guys in the wedding did.
Did you do it?
We did. No.
No.
Well, here's the thing. So we show up.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. So we show up there, and the Big Texan, if you've never been there, they're home of the
72-ounce steak.
2-ounce
stupid
porterhouse steak.
Giant.
It looks like a roast.
Woo.
They have a model of it when you walk in.
They have a model.
So you can see everything you have to eat. You have this big old 72-ounce steak, and then they have a salad. They have the shrimp cocktail. They have a baked potato.
But you got to eat all of it within an hour.
Within an hour. And it's free, and if you don't, it's $72.
Yeah.
So this other dad and I were just, we sat there for a few minutes just, man, should we do this? Because there's a table up there in front of everybody that you have to sit at, and there's a timer, and we're sitting there going, yeah, maybe, do you think they'll let us eat at our table? Because I don't know if I want
to
sit up there.
No, you don't get
have everybody watch.
You're like
us
on
eat.
A stage.
It is. The place is packed full of people. So we sat there for a good 5-10 minutes, you know, trying to talk ourselves into doing it.
No.
And I'm glad I didn't because I got the 32-ounce ribeye.
32-ounce.
And I finished it, but I thought I wanted to die. I had the meat sweats.
The meat sweats. Yeah. You got the meat.
I got
gross,
the meat sweats. Dude. That was a 32 too much ounce. Meat, man.
I can't imagine a 72-ounce. I would have died.
Yeah,
and then this other dad named Joe, he was like 5'5", maybe 160 pounds.
I'm so proud of you for the meat sweats.
The meat sweats.
That's why I'm proud.
I was thinking, I got to finish this. This is only a 32-ounce.
Did anybody go for it while you were there?
Nobody did. I was hoping somebody would have been up there doing it.
72 ounces. That's when, like, the Dallas Cowboys are driving through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no one can do that. 72 ounces.
It looks like a giant roast.
And you got to clear everything out. There's no way.
Yeah, a giant roast. And there's not a whole lot of fat on that thing.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's just straight up a big roast.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to eat everything else, which is insane. Apparently, there's a woman out there that actually ate, I think, three of them in an hour.
Mm. What?
She's a competitive eater on YouTube. Mm-mm. And she's small
alive.
Little thing.
That's news.
She's a small little thing. She probably weighs 125 pounds. Mm. She's probably in her 30s, and she ate three of them in an hour.
There's a lot to everything that you just said. Mm-hmm. A lot to it. And YouTube, I don't want to cover it.
Hit that YouTube.
I'm not YouTubing that.
She's got the world record.
No.
Mm-hmm. I thought about being a competitive eater at one time.
You could have done it. You could have lived that kingly life, but instead you decided to go to lowly radio.
I know.
Nobody even shows up to support our dumb little station.
Well, you never know.
Everybody hates us. That's what I've decided. I've decided everybody hates us.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
The promotional was, it just wasn't there, guys.
The proof is in the way the pudding tastes.
Plus, it was at a place that really nobody even had ever heard about.
I'm going to give you that one.
That's a tough spot.
It's a tough spot. Hey, man, we're in a tough spot. Man, mm-hmm. We're in a tight spot.
Good morning, Starmy. It's Monday morning. The text line is open, 505-585-LIVE. 505-585-5483. You can text the show this morning. You can call us at 338-3700. Today is May Day. This is a day where highlight what Reload Love is doing.
Dude.
What's happening around the world. There is a lot of stuff happening outside your little bubble that you live in. And we want to tell you all about it this morning.
They've posted a movie,
yes,
to help everybody like understand exactly what's going on. Because I'll tell you what, man, I didn't realize just how crazy it is until I watched this documentary. We got this documentary, and man,
yeah.
Reload
Love, which is based right here on Calvary campus, the mission is to redeem the lives of children around the world who have been impacted by terrorism.
Yeah.
So these children, when these terrorists come into these villages, these towns, and take over and start slaughtering people, sometimes even the children, these poor little kids, you know, they're... Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine their parents are killed. What's next for those little kids?
Or their siblings. I mean, you watch this documentary, which, by the way, you can watch it for free at reloadlove.com/Mayday. And we watched it this last week. And they do a very good job, I will say, of painting the picture without being graphic.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because I was nervous that I was going to see some things that I just would never be able to unsee. But they do a very good job of painting the picture and telling you what's happening. And you see the refuge. You see what's happening. You see these families. You see things like, but there's no blood. It's not graphic in nature. There's no like shock factor of like, look at these children.
Yeah.
Help us. They did a very, very good job with
That's
this.
Good.
So reloadlove.com/Mayday. You can watch the documentary. And man.
Yeah, this is how they help these families, these children over in all these different parts is they take these bullet casings and they melt them down.
Yeah.
And then they make little charms, little necklaces, little bracelets, just some jewelry charms. And then they sell them, and the proceeds from the sales go to help these children, these families that are displaced, and it's amazing what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They build playgrounds for these children on these battlegrounds. So this morning, we're going to be talking to a bunch of guests this morning. We actually, at 7:30, Jolene Baca, she'll be in studio. We have Linya Heitzik joining us this morning.
I'm excited to have her in studio.
And we're going to call a couple people. Pastor Youssef, he's, I guess, right there on the battlegrounds. He's one of the pastors who's taken in a lot of these children.
Dude, yeah, his story is amazing. Can't wait to talk to him about that.
So, yeah, we're going to talk to a bunch of people this morning. It's May Day.
Mayday.
I need you guys to step up. Beep, 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 beep. Maybe you're one of those people. I'm talking to you, Dad, who has thousands upon thousands of shell casings in the basement. How about you pack them up and send them our way?
Tell him, Dex.
Huh?
Tell your dad that.
My dad, he actually loves, packing his own bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a little area down in his...
There you go.
His,
is your dad the Punisher?
His little vault underneath the house.
Well, he's got a safe house?
He has thousands upon thousands of guns.
Is it like a bunker?
Putting you on blast, Dad.
He's going to put you on blast.
Gosh, dude. He's going to be so mad at you. Well, no, he's not. He's just going to deny it all.
Yeah. I don't got any guns.
Do you guys remember a guy named Dex?
No, I don't even remember him.
Mom, if you're listening, I know my mom is listening.
Hey,
go down, start boxing up some of them shell casings and ship them to 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Attention, reload love. That's what you need to do. So we can think about the impact that you could have. Maybe you're listening right now and maybe you do know somebody or you have a lot of those shell casings. They're always asking for donations. So yeah. Make an impact. We're going to be doing that all morning long. And we got a bunch of other things to talk about this morning.
Yeah, we do.
Some stuff in the news this morning. 11-year-old, he was confronted by a burglar.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
And, like Home Alone style?
Things go okay?
Well, I'm glad they did, but
paint
it's a crazy
from the top
story.
Of the stairs.
Okay, good. I can't wait to hear this one.
An 11-year-old... A gun and a burglar.
Oh, my gosh. No.
See, that's what you should have said. You should have just said, and the story of an 11-year-old, a gun, and a burglar. You could have just done that.
Also, as we were talking about helping Reload Love and raising funds, how police took $53,000 from a Christian band doing very similar things to what we're doing this morning. So hopefully we don't go to jail, guys.
I'm not
hopefully
going to jail.
We don't go to jail. We'll talk about that.
Plus, I've got
lots
of news.
Do you have $53,000 in cash now?
I don't.
Hey, if you got $53,000 in cash, I don't have any problem asking you for like $4,000.
Yeah, no, dude, chump change. Here you go, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah. So it's Monopoly money.
Yeah. It's Monopoly money.
585 Live. Any text messages this morning?
I haven't even checked.
We'll check that. We'll check the roads.
Yeah,
Taylor's got headlines.
Headlines!
Good morning. Hang out with us.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Edge, lead guitarist with the Irish band U2, performed for participants in a Vatican medical conference.
President Obama made his last guest of honor appearance at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo.
All three Republican candidates showed up at the California GOP convention this weekend.
Hillary Clinton is apologizing for her remark on CNN.
I have a lot of experience dealing with men who get off the reservation.
Native Americans say the term off the reservation is disrespectful.
The Jungle Book topping the movie box office again.
Freight cars from a CSX train scattered like so many twigs along the rails in northeast Washington, D.C.
Flooding in East Texas.
Dogs and other animals traveling now have a bathroom of their own at numerous Kennedy Airport.
Astronaut aboard the International Space Station has used a remote control to operate a robot back on Earth.
In El Paso, Texas, two teens were thrown from a carnival thrill ride. One teen was killed, another was injured.
Good morning. 6:35.
High today of 63 degrees.
Traffic. No accidents to report right now, guys. So get out there and have a good drive. That's your look at traffic.
Good morning. Good morning. Text the show. Steve-O, what's that number?
585 Live, 505-585-5483.
Today you guys are going to want to be super ready to text because we're going to be throwing a lot of information out about Reload
That's right.
Love. It's a good day to be interactive.
Heck yeah, man.
It's May Day. May Day, Reload Love, doing some amazing things for children, for families around the world who have been impacted by terrorism. And they do some really cool things with bullet casings.
You got to watch the documentary. It is live at reloadlove.com/Mayday. We watched it this last week. It's intense, man.
It really was.
I don't like seeing Lenya cry.
Yeah.
It makes me mad.
It makes me mad. Speaking of Lenya, Lenya Heitzik will be joining us in studio.
It's my girl.
8 a.m.
Nobody makes Lenya cry.
A bunch of other guests.
Yeah.
Our first one, Jolene Baca, the Reload Love Awareness Manager.
Ooh.
She'll be joining us at 7:30.
I wonder if she's aware she's a manager.
Why do you say that?
Well, she's the awareness manager. I'll go.
Put your headphones down. And you can just set them down.
Just back away from the microphone.
Just set them down.
Don't bring that crap here.
I'm sorry, guys.
Don't bring that crap here.
6 days until Mother's Day. Come on, guys.
Oh, crap.
Come on.
Seriously?
Come on.
That's right.
I know what I'm getting my wife.
What?
A Reload Love bracelet.
Perfect.
I was thinking studio. The same thing.
God provided a gift.
Seriously. Like, oh no. Oh wait, I'm covered. Okay.
You can be like, look, honey, the Lord provided yet again through my procrastination and laziness.
Oh man. Also this Great Mercy Me CD we have in
check
studio.
Check it out, girl. Hey, check it out, girl.
We laugh, but that's actually a really good gift.
It is a great gift.
When you buy these charms, because they take bullet casings, they melt them down, and then they mold them into these really cool charms, and that's how they raise money to help these children, and they build playgrounds on battlegrounds. It's insane what they do.
Yeah.
They provide tangible hope, which is something that I'm really, really stoked about. I can't wait for everybody to hear about it, because you're like, okay, what does a playground do in a war zone? Who cares? They're explosions, you know. Do you want to add a slide to the mix? But the thing is, the playground actually gives the children in the area
normalcy.
It gives them a sense of normalcy, which is one of the greatest hopes that you can give somebody in a completely chaotic situation.
Mm.
And it's just a really practical, simple, effective way to help out these children. I can't wait for everybody to learn about it.
Yeah.
ReloadLove.com/Mayday. Go watch that video. Share it with your kids, with your friends. It's pretty amazing what Reload Love is doing.
Well, now I got to get something new for Chrissy, because I didn't realize it was already 6:40. She's awake listening.
Dang it!
So got a text message. I am screwed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Got the old busted text message.
She said, busted.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
83 years ago on this day in 1933, the first sighting of the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland was reported.
Wow. That's what I'm getting you, Chrissy, the Loch Ness Monster.
Man, get me that. Forget Chrissy.
A couple drove by and saw an enormous animal rolling and plunging on the surface.
What's that thing down there? Hey, what's that?
It's called a wave.
They don't talk like that in Loch.
Yeah, they do.
No.
What's that?
I don't know, Marty. What is it?
I don't know it.
Stop laughing. That's not funny.
It is funny.
That's not how they talk.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought it was in like Scotland.
When did you go?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. I've been there.
Hey, what's that?
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know. What do you think it is? I don't know it.
You're like drunk Mickey. I don't know what that voice is. Oh, hey,
that's drunk Mickey. I'm sorry.
Oh, oh, man. What is that?
Is that almost Butters?
It's almost.
Yeah
that's it. That's it.
Well, I don't know, guys. I don't know if I want to go down there. It could be pretty scary.
Oh, man. That's great.
Which Butters is also, if you guys watch that show Nashville, have you ever seen that show?
No, my wife loves it.
Okay, that's my favorite primetime soap opera.
What?
I don't care what y'all think. So anyway, then there's a girl on there named Scarlett, and she sounds like Butter. She's like, oh, Gunner, I don't know. We need to write another song. We can get out of this situation is if we write another song and make out. And that's what they do.
That's Nashville.
That's the whole
plot. My wife loves that show.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun for me because we get to see places that we used to frequent.
That's cool.
But then you're like, that's not what happens at... What is this? This is made up. But I told Dawn the other day, I was like, man, this show's getting so dramatic, I don't know if I can take it.
Yeah. Pretty intense.
And I watched The O.C.
Oh, no.
Now that's intense.
No, it is not.
Yes, in 1946, 70 years ago, prisoners rioted at California's Alcatraz prison.
Wow. Yeah.
Beautiful there at Alcatraz. Just beautiful.
No.
It's one of my favorite places to hang out.
The Rock.
That's the only... semblance of anything I have for Alcatraz.
Is that movie?
Yeah.
It's actually a really cool tour.
Really?
Yeah, really cool. We went there. It was actually the same time I proposed to my wife there in San Francisco.
Nice. In Alcatraz, you were like, baby, I want to... I just... This prison is a symbol of what our marriage will be because we're locked together forever.
Never escape. And if you try, you
never ending. These bars represent... our love.
That's right.
You know what is super interesting, though? If you go and you read the story of... I believe there were three guys that supposedly...
Yeah, it was Clint Eastwood.
No, that's a movie.
What?
That's not... No.
But that whole story...
It was Sean Connery.
Stop it. The story about those guys escaping is really, really interesting.
Yeah, they never found him.
Nope.
That's because they were eaten by the sharks.
So a lot of
they
people...
actually... they drowned because they froze to death.
Yes. No, they were eaten
that's
by
what
sharks.
Some people say. Or... they got away.
No. Hey, by the way, shout out to our boy Galvin. He texted in last week about the wedding. Remember the?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the wedding.
Yeah.
Good news. The wedding was a success, and he didn't pass out during the ceremony.
Oh, good for you.
God
man.
Is good.
Good for you.
Oh, he says, shout out to Passion Church Pastor Brian Allered.
Well, I don't know what to think about that, Galvin.
There you go.
Glad you made it out.
All right, before we get to our headlines, David Beckham, how old?
36.
42.
41.
Dang it.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 40. Celebrating a birthday.
40?
39.
44.
Whoa!
WSU! There's a family concern after the Albuquerque man went missing.
I'm trying to lighten it up. It's very serious news. It's real sad.
It is. This is actually very sad.
A local family is concerned after a local man has gone missing for 48 hours now. Diana Rowland has been exhausting all of her resources to find out where her 39-year-old son could be.
Oh, no.
She said the details surrounding his disappearance are suspicious, and she's now asking anyone with any information to please help her find her son.
And it's totally out of character. He doesn't just disappear.
39-year-old Lee James Rowland was last seen Friday, April 29th, sometime between 8:30 and 9 p.m. near Ouray and Ladera on Albuquerque's west side. A neighbor saw him walking around the side of his home into his backyard, but it appears to his family from there, he just vanished.
I mean, in the house, he had his glass of ice water, his wallet, his phone. He doesn't go anywhere without any of those.
Roland's car in the driveway.
What?
Keys left in the house.
What?
Same with medication he takes daily.
He hasn't had his heart medication since Thursday, his blood pressure medication. He's in a t-shirt and jeans and flip-flops, and it's so cold out.
All indications that wherever Roland went, he didn't intend to be gone for long. Mm. Family members have looked everywhere for him, even places they wouldn't expect him to turn up.
We've checked hospitals and detention centers and three and four times.
They say Roland is a great father to his only daughter and recently started a new job, which he seemed to really love.
Life was very sweet for him. He was recently engaged and... He was in a very good place.
Those closest to him believe he would have no reason to disappear voluntarily and are now left thinking the worst, but praying for the best.
That would be just a real blessing. Somebody sees him and somebody calls and lets us know.
Lee James Rowland is 6'3", 180 pounds. He was last seen wearing a San Francisco 49ers shirt with jeans and flip-flops. He has light brown hair and brown eyes. If you see him or have any idea where he might be, call 242-COPS.
Chris. It's crazy because this guy's 6'3". Mm-hmm. He's a big guy, yeah, you know? Yeah. And he just disappears.
That's nuts.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Left his medication at home. Cars still parked in the driveway. That's nuts.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
We're praying for that family.
I hope they find that guy. That is crazy. Okay, play the Prince music. We got the latest on his death because apparently some ooky spooky things might have been going on, including his secret vault being open. What?
Whoa.
Man, you were riding that fader.
Man. Well, whoa. Look inside here, guys.
Okay. Maybe. It's been a week and a half since Prince died, and even though there still isn't a cause of death, there were a few developments over the weekend. For starters, Prince's personal chef says he noticed that Prince had been drinking less water, eating less, and he looked like he had been losing some weight. Mm. Quote, he wasn't himself probably the last month or two. I think he was just struggling with being sick a lot. Mm. He said Prince was dealing with a sore throat, stomach pains, which isn't a surprise since we've heard that he did have the flu. Then again, it sounds like he was struggling with it for a while, so maybe something more serious. Other reports claim Prince was getting outpatient treatment from a doctor for his chronic hip pain. Supposedly, he was trying to get off the meds he was using, so that might mean he was worried about becoming addicted to something. Mm. Also, a bank cracked open Prince's secret personal vault. I feel like I'm running around in Legends of the Hidden Temple. Like, is there a guy that's going to pop out?
When you open a vault, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, I need to consult Olmec on this. What, what do you think, Olmec?
Run through!
Sounds like the Terminator. It doesn't sound like you're opening
the pit of the Silver Serpents.
Gosh. Anyway, a bank cracked open Prince's secret vault, the one that supposedly had all of those recordings.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's the bank that had recently been appointed the trustee of his estate because he had no will. And since no one had the combination, they needed to break in so they could protect his assets. It's unclear what they found.
What do you think it is?
I thought you said they cracked it open and it looked like somebody had already cracked it open.
I did say that?
Yeah, you did, off the air. You said that. You made it seem like Mission Impossible style.
Maybe I made all
like,
of that up.
I think
like
you did.
There was foul play, and that's...
That's what I think. That's my opinion on it.
There might be a criminal investigation.
You've seen way too many
that's
TV
what I heard.
Shows.
No.
TMZ said that.
TMZ is a bunch of liars.
Yeah, they say a bunch of stupid things.
So anyway, the one thing I did read is that Prince recorded so much music.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the earlier reports are that they could put out a new record like every year for mm-hmm. the next 100 years.
Wow. Yeah.
So much new music.
Man.
That's nuts. And that's nuts.
Will you shut that vault door, please?
Please. Here we go.
Appreciate it. Takes a while, guys. Hold on.
Oh, wait. We left.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to open it. We locked Matt in the vault.
Damn! Hold on!
We left him in the vault.
Hold on. Sorry about that.
Jerks!
Sorry, dude.
My bad. Now we got to shut it.
You make sure that your friend is on the outside of the door.
Is everybody out of the vault?
I'm clear.
Hello?
Let me shut it.
I hate you guys!
Oh, gosh! Dale! You're stuck in there again? What the heck? Steve, I thought you had him.
Dude, I don't care anymore. I just want to go get some Panda Express.
All right, let's just ditch him.
This was probably a wise move. What am I referring to? Will Ferrell dropping out of that
Raven movie. Dude. Shout out to Will Ferrell for having moral
Well, supposedly that he wasn't even like... It was super early talks.
Okay.
Like, he had read the script, and it was one of many scripts that had been sent to him. But anyway, Will Ferrell has backed out of a comedy where he was going to play Ronald Reagan with Alzheimer's disease in his second term, where they had to convince Will Ferrell convince Reagan that he was an actor playing the president, and that's how he, you know, kind of did it. But anyway, the movie was just lots of controversy.
Oh,
people
yeah.
saying, hey, Alzheimer's is not a joke.
Yeah.
The family making it a joke.
Reagan's kids even spoke out against it.
And on Friday, Will Ferrell's rep announced he's no longer pursuing it. But he said, quote, "It's by no means an Alzheimer's comedy, as a lot of people are saying it is." I think, you know, there's probably a little wrong on both sides.
Yeah. I know people within his administration were furious as well, because he did a lot of great things in his second term.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were saying, whoa, you're making light of that. Yeah, yeah, taking away, like, all of the good that he
potentially
did.
Potentially making light of it.
Right, potentially.
A new book says people without kids should get maternity leave, too, just to be fair.
What?
The writer is a woman. Ironically enough. But there was such a big backlash, she skipped an interview on Good Morning America on Friday. Quote, "There's something about saying, I need to go pick up my child as a reason to leave the office on time that has far more gravitas than my best friend got ghosted by her OKCupid date and needs a fresh marg." But both sides are valid. Both sides are valid. But,
I guess. It's like the old, I don't smoke. I don't need smoke breaks. And I remember back in the day, like, when I was working retail, people would be like, "Guys, gotta go get the cancer stick. You know, gotta go hit the L, you know, whatever.
Need a heater."
And it was like, what? And they'd go outside for, 15 minutes times four, and I'm like, I need to take up smoking so I can get an hour of work off,
A lot of people actually did that.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous, but I would never do that because I care more about my health, and I'm not going to complain about somebody
else. But it's not fair. What do you mean?
It's not fair. What's fair? Tell me what about life is fair? May Day? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You really just took a stand on that one.
I did.
Let's
you really did.
Let's transition.
Really did. I'm going to send that lady the Reload Love documentary and be like, yeah, keep complaining about your job and your life and your cushy pillows.
Why don't you go outside and smoke more?
Bed, Bath, and Beyond, you jerk.
Well, let's talk Reload Love for a second. This morning, that's what it's all about.
Heck yeah, man.
It's May Day, and we want you to know about Reload Love. Reload Love is this amazing organization. It's actually right here on Calvary campus.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking to Linza Heitzig.
Linza Heitzig.
Thank
you. We talked to Linza Heitzig.
Linza Heitzig will be joining us to talk to us about Reload Love, because they are helping these children that have been affected by terrorism.
Yeah.
They believe that children
are our future.
They actually do.
Yeah.
The different areas where they actually send relief, Jordan, Thailand, Iraq, Myanmar.
Kentucky.
No.
Dude, 60 million refugees around the world. That's the same number of people who died in World War II.
Mm-hmm. That's really? That's crazy.
It is crazy.
60 million refugees. Documentary live right now at reloadlove.com/mayday. You can check it out. See how you can get involved in this, because they are doing some incredible things. And, you can also follow them. I Reload Love on Instagram.
A follow.
Yeah, the little charms that they make out of these bullet casings are actually really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, ladies, you want to make an impact while sporting a sweet little charm?
See, I like the cool, the leather one that, wraps a couple times around your wrist? I want that one. That's cool. Hey, it's for ladies. I'm like, yeah, but it looks pretty dope, actually. I kind of want it myself. Is that weird?
You're rocking the man bun.
Yeah, so I am right. That's true, right?
You're halfway there.
Yeah. Hey,
go for it. I won't judge you.
Maybe I can get the cool leather and, tie it around my man bun. Just getting weirder.
Yeah.
Just getting
a little
weirder.
Bit. So coming up here, our first guest in studio is Jolene Baca.
Yeah.
The Reload Awareness Manager. Going to throw down a bunch of details on Reload Love for us.
She's going to raise awareness on managing.
Managing.
Lenya Heitzig will be joining us in studio this morning. Pastor Youssef.
Yes.
We'll be talking to him on the phone.
Dude, I can't wait to hear his story, because he's in the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks. And man, he's got a story to tell.
He's doing it right there.
Yeah.
He's living it. So that's coming up this morning. Reload Love. Guys, head over to that website, reloadlove.com/mayday. Watch this little documentary about Reload Love.
It's not little, it's adequate size.
Sure. It's easy to get through.
It is. You're going to learn a lot all day. So be prepared.
Mm-hmm. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. We're going to take a little break here. When we come back, Steve-O going to talk about this Christian band who got some money seized by the police.
Yeah, dude. You know, we're raising money for Reload Love. We're going to talk about how police took $53,000 from a Christian band doing essentially what we're doing today.
All right.
Are we involved in illegal activity that I didn't know about?
No.
Okay.
Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Seven ten. Good morning.
High today of 63 degrees. Traffic. No accidents to report this morning. You guys are doing a great job. Get out there and have a good drive and start your Monday off right. I can't even wait.
Reload Love.
That's right.
That is what today is all about. To highlight the amazing things that this organization is doing. See how you guys can get involved. You guys want to get in the game? Do something cool? Reload Love. We're going to be talking to Jolene Baca from Reload Love, 7:30. 8 o'clock, Linya Heitzik will be joining us.
Yes.
And then Pastor Youssef and Lydia from the Christian Missionary Alliance Church will be joining us about 8:35. Dave and Karen Eubank. We'll be talking to them on the phone, the founders of Free the Oppressed and Reload Partners. Reload Love Partners. Love this organization. Can't wait to buy me a charm for my little girl, Jaden, for my wife, Leslie. Because when you buy those charms, you're funding playgrounds on battlefields.
Yeah.
So cool what they're doing. Where do they go if they want to watch that documentary?
ReloadLove.com/Mayday. And you can watch it in its entirety. It's about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Really good. You can text the show, 505-585-LIVE.
Thebes just chimed in from Beaumont, California to let us know there's no such thing as a man bun. It's just a bun. Thanks, man. Bun.
Who said?
Thebes said.
Deep set.
He wrote the book on manliness, dude. Have you ever seen his beard? Man.
Pretty good beard.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down. You just never know what to believe. You know, I always thought that the Vikings wore helmets and horns on mm-hmm. that. You know, you think of a Viking, you think, you know, the horn helmet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not true.
The NFL did that to you.
No, the NFL did not do that to me.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are going to...
It actually comes from a performance of Wagner's opera, The Ring, in 1876.
Hey-o.
The costume designer made horned helmets for the Vikings in the show.
What a joke.
The image just stuck.
Are you serious? Mm. Been lied to this whole time?
I know! Come on, Vikings didn't wear... You know what?
Ragnar Lothbrok.
They don't wear horned helmets.
That's true. You're right. I should have known.
How did they know that? Little fun fact about Vikings.
Well, I was just yesterday looking at a Viking guy Instagram account, and he wasn't wearing one, so I should have known. Because, you know, like, they had Instagram back in the 1700s.
They sure did. They sure did.
Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings were like 1500s, huh? 1300s?
Vikings are way back.
Yeah. Maybe way, not 1700s.
Like a million way, years ago.
Like a way, billion way. Years ago. Mm-hmm. They are the reason dinosaurs are extinct.
Mm-hmm.
They killed them all.
No, man. That
they're Vikings. They're tough.
The Viking Age is the period from late 8th century to middle 11th century AD in okay. European history.
Okay. So it's only off by about 1,000 years.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad. Steve-a?
Oh, Oklahoma City Police. Actually, it's Muskegee County. Inwa is his name.
Inwa.
And he's part of a Christian band. He'd been on the road for 12 hours when he saw flashing lights in his rearview mirror. Boom! He's a refugee from Burma. He became a U.S. citizen more than a decade ago. He was heading home to Dallas to check in on his family. He was on a break from touring the country as a volunteer manager for the Klo and Kwe music team. They're a Christian rock ensemble from Burma, also known as Myanmar. They're touring the U.S. to get funds for a Christian college in Burma and an orphanage in Thailand. Not much different than what we're doing today with Mayday, raising funds so that we can do something halfway across the globe to impact the lives of people who, man, if you watch this documentary, you'll understand that we live life much differently in the United States. Mm-hmm. Enwa, he's managed the band's finances, holding on to cash proceeds from ticket sales, merchandise sales at concerts. So by the time he stopped in Oklahoma, the band had held concerts in 19 cities across the U.S., raising money via tickets that sold for 10 to 20 bucks each.
Wow.
He had all this in cash. Well, the sheriff's deputy in Muskegee County pulled him over for a broken taillight about 6:30 p.m. on February 27th, and they started asking him questions. A lot of questions. At some point, they brought a drug-sniffing dog.
No, no.
Yeah. Which alerted on the car, hey, something right here. That's when they found $53,000 in cash.
Yo-yo dog.
There was roughly $33,000 from ticket sales and donations, much of it earmarked for the college back in Burma. There was $1,000 in cash donations to the orphanage in Thailand, small bills bundled. There was $8,000 in cash from the band's CDs and souvenir sales and a $9,000 cash gift to one of the band's members from his family and friends in Buffalo. So here's the deal. He's got about $53,000 in cash.
Man.
The Muskegee County Sheriff, Charles Pearson, said he couldn't comment on the particulars because now this case is in an open investigation, but he starts asking him questions about a duffel bag full of cash. Well, this road, I guess, is just riddled with drug trafficking.
Yeah.
Mm. So you're driving through this, and these sheriffs are known. I mean, they got the drug sniffing dog. They're trying to seek it out, and they find this dude, broken English, $53,000 in cash.
What else would you think the money would be for?
Yeah, they said
they got some drugs. Now here's Roy.
They said the explanation for how he got the cash were inconsistent. His stories didn't make sense. Well, his English is not his first language, so right. It didn't make sense. He was flustered. He didn't understand. They took him to the police station for more questioning. They let him drive his own car there, but they drove in front and behind him the whole time. They interrogated him for several hours.
Do you blame the cops, though? Really? I don't.
They didn't find any drugs, no paraphernalia, no
weapons. They found $53,000 in cash.
But that's it. No drugs, nothing. No weapons.
But what if he did have ties to a cartel?
What if?
What if?
Well, apparently they thought it was enough. Awa, in an interview, said, "I just couldn't believe it. An officer was telling me, you are going to jail tonight, and I don't know what to think. What did I do that would make me go to jail? I didn't do anything. Why is he saying this?" He tried to explain himself, but English isn't his first language. Hmm. He had a hard time understanding the officers. They had a hard time understanding him. Told him about the band. Told him about how they were raising money for an orphanage halfway across the world. He even had the officers call one of the band's leaders, who was in Miami while the band was on a break. And he said, when he saw the phone number, the band member, he answered it, but was surprised when he heard someone speaking with a thick southern drawl. He could barely understand it. He said it was like in the movies.
Yeah.
Police officers started asking questions. He said, "We're a music team. We're here for a tour." He tried to explain the band was from Burma. He kept telling me, "You are wrong. You are wrong. Everything I said, you are wrong." They tried to respond by saying, "We're doing a good thing," but they're accusing him of being a drug dealer. Not only did they accuse him, the officers ended up taking all of the money.
Wow.
$53,249 of it.
Wow.
They believed was possession of drug proceeds. They didn't charge him with the crime that night. Instead, they sent him back on the road about 12:30 a.m. with the busted taillight, but they kept all the cash. Yeah.
Well, I would imagine once they sort this whole thing out that they'd get the cash back, right?
Well, what happened to him is known as civil asset forfeiture. It comes from a relatively obscure corner of the law that allows authorities to seize cash and property from people they suspect of a crime. So the cops were in their full right. They just seized all of this money for the orphanage. And they're like, well, have fun, drug dealer. We're going to get you eventually. And let him go, but everything.
That's awful.
Right. Unfortunately, under civil forfeiture, the burden of proof is on the property owner to prove their innocence to get the stuff back. So the cops don't have to prove that he was a drug dealer, that this money was used for drugs. This guy now had to prove where every dollar came from in order to get the money back. It's pretty ridiculous. Basically, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Well, yeah.
Which is weird because America, you know? So fast forward a few days because I was pretty frustrated at this. Obviously, the Oklahoma chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union got involved. Everybody and their mother got involved. And
Al Sharpton, was he there?
Right.
I can't believe my mom got involved.
As of this morning, Muskegee County District Attorney Orville Logue dropped both the civil and criminal charges against him.
Oh, that's good.
They said, quote, I looked at the case and met with the officers and determined we would not be able to meet the burden of proof in the criminal case or the civil case. They said a check for the full amount of money taken from him will be mailed to his lawyers as soon as possible.
Okay, well.
So they're going to reverse it. But guys, did you know they had every right to take the money and didn't need to give it back?
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Man.
All that to say, if you are a missionary.
Don't drive through Texas.
I don't know. Maybe get a bank account.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop driving around with briefcases full of cash.
That's terrifying. The idea of traveling with that much cash.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
You should never do that.
I freak out if I have more than $40 in my wallet because I'm like, I can't lose my wallet. Right. This is all my money in the world.
Hey, small wire transfers.
What?
Small wire transfers.
Okay.
What?
Weirdo.
Captain Offshore account.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Anyways, glad it worked out for him.
No, that's cool.
He says...
What a headache.
Awa is his name. He said he was flabbergasted at the notion that they considered him a drug trafficker. He said, it is very, very strange for us. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to smoke. I don't know how to drink beer. A straight, simple man. That's what he said.
Yeah, look at the band right
Poor
here, man.
Poor dude. He's like, I don't know what's happening.
That's insane.
Welcome to America. We're taking all your money for this orphanage you're building back in Burma.
Yeah, let's stay away from what county was that?
Muskegee County.
Muskegee County. Let's be careful.
That's where Blake Shelton's from.
No kidding.
Well, I only know that because he references it literally every time somebody from Oklahoma is like on The Voice.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Doop, 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 doop.
Hi, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Glad it worked out as of this morning, but he was sweating it for a few days. Imagine that, $53,000 you had raised.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, just seized.
How do they, the whole burden of proof thing, guilty before innocent, is really surprising.
It is. I guess 2 years ago, the Washington Post investigated this practice, finding out that since September 11, 2001, take a wild guess how much cash has been seized without either a search warrant or an indictment.
$1 billion.
Not even close.
Really?
$2.5 billion in cash seizures since 9/11 without either a search warrant or an indictment. Those findings prompted some limited steps toward a reform at the federal level of this law. But, yeah, according to the law, they can totally seize your property. They can seize cash just on a suspicion that it could be illegal activity.
Wow.
That's nuts, man.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, because of this arrest, I'm looking on their Facebook page, because of all of the attention that this band has gotten.
Yeah, this could be a God thing right here.
This is a cool thing. There's lots of people commenting, saying, you know what, since, you know, reading this story out of the Seattle Times newspaper, I'm making a donation to orphanage.
That's great.
That you're helping out. And then what's the link? And it's pretty cool.
It could be one of those what man meant for evil, God meant for good.
Exactly.
You know, you never know the situation.
That's good,
Joseph.
That's awesome.
And so, you know, all of a sudden it's gained national attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought in that moment, you know, that dude was going, Lord.
Yeah.
They are taking all of the money for this orphanage. What do we do? 53,000 gone. But it's going to be interesting to see how much more money is raised now that there's national attention. God's like, hey, let me work, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's kind of like the message yesterday. I loved it. If you missed yesterday's message with Daniel Fusco, you got to go podcast at calvaryabq.org. But sometimes God does things, and it's not like within the way that we would have necessarily done it. And we're going, no, I don't need that stress. Mm-hmm. And yet it's probably going to work out much better for them.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Reload Love. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Jolene Baca. She'll be in studio with us to give more details on what Reload Love is doing. And just to give you an example, they take these bullet casings, which, by the way, you can donate if you know somebody or maybe you have lots of bullet casings. You can donate them to Reload Love, and they melt them down and they make charms.
Maybe you're involved in a bank heist and you need to get rid of some evidence. All right. Good way to get rid of the bullet casing. They'll melt them down. Your prints are gone.
Okay.
And we're helping to build playgrounds.
Yeah. There you go. The proceeds from the sales of the jewelry aid children around the world who have been caught in the crossfire of terrorism. And they're doing some remarkable things. They're building playgrounds and battlegrounds. They recently purchased a school bus. And you have no idea what a playground will do for these children who have been affected by war.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool thing, a very tangible way to help out a lot of kids. So we're really stoked to have a lot of guests this morning. I just posted on Facebook the link to the May Day video, so head over there and check that out. It's about 26 minutes long, so if you take a break today at work, you got a break at school, or maybe you're homesick, check out this video and see what they do.
Yeah, and Mother's Day, 6 days away. Honestly, I think that's actually a pretty good gift to give the mom and tell her what that charm is doing for these families, these children that are affected by terrorism.
Yep.
All right, we're going to talk to Jolene Baca from Reload Love when we come back.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Edge, lead guitarist with the Irish band U2, performed for participants in a Vatican medical conference.
President Obama made his last guest of honor appearance at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo.
All three Republican candidates showed up at the California GOP convention this weekend.
Hillary Clinton is apologizing for her remark on CNN.
I have a lot of experience dealing with men who get off the reservation.
Native Americans say the term off the reservation is disrespectful.
The Jungle Book topping the movie box office again.
Freight cars from a CSX train scattered like so many twigs along the rails in northeast Washington, D.C.
Flooding in East Texas.
Dogs and other animals traveling now have a bathroom of their own at New York's Kennedy Airport.
An astronaut aboard the International Space Station has used a remote control to operate a robot back on Earth.
In El Paso, Texas, two teens were thrown from a carnival thrill ride. One teen was killed, another was injured.
Goodness sakes, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Welcome.
It is 7:36.
High today of 63 degrees.
Let's check the road.
Traffic. No accidents to report, but lots of road construction. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
Today is May Day. Reload Love. Joining us in studio, Jolene Baca. Hello, Jolene.
Hello.
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 Welcome.
Thank you.
You have the softest, sweetest little voice.
Give me a check. 1, 2. Give me a check.
Check one, two.
There she is.
There it is.
She's here.
So, Jolene.
She has 14 titles.
It's a little loud there. We were talking about how you manage things here at Reload Love.
Well, actually, what I do for Reload Love is I am their awareness administrator. So, as an awareness administrator, one of the things I do is exactly that. Help promote awareness through different means, as far as, our jewelry is one of the ways. Mm-hmm. We have jewelry prep that's done right here in Albuquerque by volunteers. Cool. Mm-hmm. And we sell many different pieces. Those help us to raise awareness and raise funds for our projects. Another way is through things like the Camel Run. This year, mm-hmm. we're getting ready to have our third annual Camel Run. It's a 5K on July 30th. 7:30 a.m. So that's a great way to raise awareness and have people be active and hopefully reach the athletic community.
Yeah.
So let's just real quick for the new people tuning in. Reload Love, they take these bullet casings that people donated, and you guys melt them down. You make charms out of them.
Yes.
Make jewelry out of them. Now, we were talking, would this be a good Mother's Day gift?
It would be a great Mother's Day gift. Yeah. We have some really nice pieces. We just came out with a brass cuff bracelet.
Yeah.
We have it available in three different sizes. It's really beautiful. We also have our signature leather necklace that moms really like, and we have a couple other bracelets, our lava rock and our turquoise bracelet.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of options. We even have a pin that they can pin on their baseball cap or their denim jacket or anything like that. So it would be a great Mother's Day gift because you're not only giving a gift to your mother, but you're also giving a gift to another mother, a child that's a victim of terrorism. Mm-hmm. Because that's how we promote that awareness and we help those children.
Yeah, we were watching that documentary, which you guys can watch. You just go to reloadlove.com/Mayday.
Mm-hmm.
And they just to see these children that are affected by terrorism is just it's heartbreaking as a father.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
And the stories, it's not just like affected in the ways of, oh, I saw this really tragic news story on the television because I'm an entitled American. It was like, no. There are two children walking down the street holding hands, and one of them is sniped while he's still holding the hand of the sibling. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my gosh! It's it's things that you just can't even fathom. Things that watching that documentary is like, don't cry. I'm at work.
It's intense.
And and you realize the great work that is being done by Reload Love to help these children, because I think what impacted me the most was the idea that these children just need a return to normalcy, like as fast as possible.
Yes.
Like how can we make them feel safe again? How can we comfort them, and how can we get them back to what they find as normal and a playground? You know, it seems like this amazing thing, being able to build a playground in the middle of, you know, as we're talking of these countries where it's hostile. It's so hostile.
It is, even down to their games that they play with each other on the street. They play like ISIS game or whatever.
Yeah.
We want to remove them from that and hopefully get them to play like they should play as children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Playing with each other, interacting with each other, and enjoying their childhood.
Yeah.
Definitely. So when people buy these charms, the jewelry, the proceeds of that go to fund the playgrounds on battlegrounds. And then you guys purchased the bus as well recently.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Last fall, we did a Love Bus fundraiser where we were actually able to fund several children to go to school. And we also purchased a bus for their transportation.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. And here's the thing, Americans, in most countries around the world, transportation, they don't have transportation in a lot of parts of the world. So I can imagine some of these families, some of these kids, they have to walk probably a long ways to get to a school.
Several miles. Many of them probably wouldn't be able to go if they didn't have that transportation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's amazing what you guys are doing. Any other stories that you can kind of share that can make a big impact out there?
Well, what I'd really like to share is, and I'd like to invite everybody to get involved. There are other ways you can get involved. Is you can come down to Reload Love and you can help us in the actual bullet casing process. We take, we collect spent bullet casings.
Mm-hmm.
We also will go through the process and have you be involved in cutting them and prepping them and actually making the jewelry. So I'd love to get people involved in that way. They can learn more about us and kind of spend time.
That's pretty cool.
Another thing is through the camel run. We'd love to have people come on board and not only run, but we're also looking for sponsors for that camel run.
Yeah. Do you guys get your own camel?
Okay.
Camo
run.
Camel
whatever. Tao and I have been there every year.
I thought you said camel.
Been there.
I did. I thought it was camel run.
It's camo run.
Camo run.
Because the idea is... is camouflage.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Come on!
As these children are running away
there.
From terror,
we've been
we're
there.
Hoping
to
run to them.
I haven't been
them.
There.
Yeah. Tao and I have been there every year.
I haven't. I thought it was camel run.
No.
I thought camels would be there.
I know. I know. But yeah, it's a camo run. We've had a lot of fun
every
time we've been there.
I actually wore camo last year. Mm-hmm. I really did. I felt like Duck Dynasty.
Nobody like, even saw him.
Wear the man bun.
Yeah, I'll wear the man bun. Just have the crazy. I'm going to show up in my cool
man bun
Hummer.
Camo run.
And Teo's going to be like manning the like machine gun that's mounted on top.
That's counterintuitive. Yeah.
No, it's not. We're keeping people safe. You're right. I'm going to leave.
But yeah, so you got the camera run coming up. And then like we talked about, we posted the link to the video, the Mayday link.
Yeah.
Because today we're making a big push for Reload Love. So you guys go to our Facebook and check it out and follow the link that we provided.
Yeah, absolutely. So July 30th, the camo run, and people can get involved with sponsorship. I know every year, the last 2 years, we've been out there, and there you've seen other local businesses out there hanging out with tables and whatnot. So people can actually be present out there at the camo run.
Yeah, they're welcome to come and join us and be present. This year, we're going to be a little different place. We're going to be starting the run from Rio Grande in Alameda.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be a nice bosque run. So it's going to be really beautiful. So.
Oh, dude. That's going to be fun because I know we'll be there.
Yeah.
Be there. We're always there. That's
Jolene
cool.
Baca.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. And get involved, Starmie.
Dude.
This is your chance. You can volunteer. You can come in and make jewelry right here, Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. And, you know, Tao and I are going to do it after the show.
No, I was going to say, we should all go check it out, like scope it. What if we did like some cool morning show jewelry? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Morning show jewelry to go with the man bun.
Hey, I'm just...
piling it up there.
Guys, you can't... Stop trying to hold me down because I'm progressive.
Okay. Yeah, we know.
All right, thanks for coming in, Jolene.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Jump right into it. Huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jolene.
Bye, guys. Thanks
you
for coming
guys are amazing.
In.
Thank you guys very much.
Coming up here in a little bit, 8 a.m., we have Linya Heitzig joining us in studio to talk more about Reload Love, how you guys can get involved. And it's a great Mother's Day gift. We've been saying it. Get some of these charms, these bracelets, these necklaces.
Here's the best way, like instantaneously right now, maybe you're just chilling, go to reloadlove.com/Mayday and just watch the documentary.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing you can do.
You need to get more information about what you might be helping out with.
Absolutely.
That's very important. And like we said, it's on our Facebook. It's Star88FM. And just head over there, click that link. It'll take you to that video. It'll be good.
It'll be great. It'll be good, man.
Now for some news.
Yeah.
A new book. Says people without kids should get maternity leave too, and I've already read this, so we'll skip it. Here's some interesting timing, though. Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan both won an outstanding entertainment talk show host at the daytime Emmys.
Sounds like a little show that I remember back in the day. It was about a year ago, I think, after this show got fired. We got, like, best of
shitty,
this is their second straight year winning.
Yeah, about fifth straight year for this morning show.
Was it really? Did that really happen?
Yeah. Can I
really?
Just...
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Real life, guys. Yeah. It's real life.
What did you want to say?
I was just going to say, the simple fact that, you know, you got, like, fired and all that crap.
Oh, wait, I wasn't talking about myself.
Oh, no. Yeah, you were. one, let it go. Two, our show is a gajillion times better, so you're welcome. Like, we're part of a great show now. Great show.
I mean, you're saying that. Your opinion.
Yeah?
It's not everybody's opinion.
Okay. Wait, who doesn't like us? Name one person or seven.
I think it's
stupid. Name seven people.
I think it's really stupid. A couple of psychics in Santa Barbara, California claimed that two women had cash that was possessed. Conned those women out of $244,800.
They said that the cash was possessed?
Hang
on, psychics?
Hang on. Yep. I just saw my future. Guys, I'm a psychic. I got to move to California and con people out of money. Goodbye.
I kind of feel like they deserve to lose that money.
Yeah, if they're going to get conned, maybe they didn't need
that
money.
That's awful.
Maybe they didn't. Sources say that Enya lives in her castle just with some cats and a few staff members, and she's always making music. Who can
say where the road sing it.
You're going to make me cry.
Why does this make you cry?
I love Enya.
Hey, let me tell you something, Steve-O.
Yeah.
I sense that you have some cash on you today.
I do.
Did you know that cash has a spirit? A that spirit envelops that cache, and that spirit is evil. And unless you give that cache to me to purge, replacing it in my bank account forever, to never get back to you, never be returned, the spirit will be with you. It's an evil spirit. Just give me the money, man. No. Trust me, I'm a psychic.
You're so weird.
Hey, I can see your future. Guess what? You're going to cut that hair in a couple months. Yep.
Not going to happen.
You're not going to make it to October.
Oh, I'm making it.
Give me that money.
You realize now I have to.
Give me the money.
Now I have to.
Give me the money.
No.
Blessing in disguise. I just made sure that you're going to make it to October. Give me the money.
That is weird. So Enya's just hanging out in her castle with her cats, just making music.
You know what that sounds like to me? Premium future.
All right.
Hanging out, Beans and Panda, in a castle, making music all the time.
Well.
Maybe Johnny's there. Maybe Dawn's there. Most important thing, me, Beans, Panda, music. Castle.
All right.
I gotta get there.
Do you think she has a vault? You can laugh. You can laugh.
She doesn't.
Go ahead.
She doesn't have a vault.
Just laugh.
Shut the vault.
Hold on a second.
Shut it.
It's kind of heavy, this lever here.
Man.
Got a workout. It's pretty good. You worked up a sweat there.
I did.
The Jungle Book made another $42.4 million to stay number one at the box office for a third straight week. Keanu debuted in third with $9.4 million. Mother's Day made $8.3 million to open in fourth place.
I thought that Keanu was a parody spoof. Johnny. I didn't realize it was a real movie.
Oh, that's a movie, dude.
I had no idea. I thought it was a comedy, like, parody. Mm-hmm.
A parody of what?
Like, it was just one of those...
Well, that's what Key and Peele do.
Yeah, I thought it was just a fake trailer. I didn't think it was an actual movie.
No, it's a real movie.
Yeah.
Sadly, that cat, I heard, has, like, turned to a life of, like...
Diva.
Yeah, super diva, doesn't really talk to Key and Peele anymore.
Huh, that's weird.
Like, he's totally big-timing him.
That's weird. A cat doing that?
Speaking of big time, elephants performed for the last time with the Ringling Brothers Circus today. Aww. Today?
No,
yesterday.
That's a good thing, guys.
Oh, yay!
That's a great thing.
Okay.
And you know what? They'll never forget it.
They'll never forget it.
They'll never forget that day.
And, you know, it's really sad to see what elephants go through at the circus. They whip them.
What? Are you serious?
They do. They abuse them. It's all right, buddy. No more. I know.
Turn the elephant off.
Sorry.
There's a new Guinness World Record set for flying on a hoverboard.
Did you see this?
Not a Segway hoverboard fake thing. The flyboard. Have you seen this, Steve-O?
I have not.
Flyboard Air?
Here, hit the video. Hit the video.
Let's hit the Googler.
This is pretty cool.
You hear that dramatic music?
Dude, the dramatic music actually is really cool.
Look, he's
going to go lift off here in a second. There he
goes.
What's
that noise?
This is some Avenger stuff.
Yeah, this is
Green Goblin stuff. Get it right or pay the price.
It is Green Goblin stuff. Oh, what's happening?
Oh, he's just hovering. He's going to take off over the water. No biggie.
Booyah. That's real. That is real, guys.
He's Green Goblin.
They have a hoverboard.
Yeah, it looks like a goblin glider.
That's amazing. Look, he's just going to cruise in, and he's just going to land this thing.
Watch
perfect.
This, Steve-O, watch. It's incredible.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm back. What's
Don't
up?
Worry, guys. I'm chilling. I got this.
Easy landing.
This is the way of the future. This is how we're all going
to
get
coming
around.
To work, one of those?
Dude, it'd be cold, but I'd do it. Look, he did it! Yeah! Oh, my God!
He broke the world
this
record!
This kid is losing his mind.
Yeah.
Bobby, this kid's got a Spider-Man backpack.
That's pretty cool.
Good job, kid.
That's awesome.
But see, you know why that kid's there. He's scoping it for Spider-Man because he's like, oh, no. This is how the Green Goblin, this is his origin. It is interesting. Okay, guys, Google it. Flyboard. It's a real live hoverboard. Mm-hmm. For real.
Dude.
It's like a rocket that you stand on.
It's the future.
Nothing could go wrong.
No, not at all.
But the cool thing is it'll be interesting to see where this goes, where things take off from here.
Huh?
Seriously.
Anyone?
Because
where they take?
Hey, nobody got my elephants never forget joke. Don't get this one. American Airlines told a violinist she'd have to check her $20 million violin.
What?
American Airlines told a violinist she'd have to check her $20 million violin.
$20 million violin.
That's right.
$20
million? 20
That violin
million?
Is worth more than the three of us will ever be or will have ever been worth in any reality that you can imagine.
Yeah, what? For real.
Why is it $20 million?
Well, she refused.
That's and
they
by $20 million
they apologized. They ended up saying, we're sorry. Your violin's worth more than our plane, and we were jealous. We're sorry.
Hold on, ma'am. Let me check the Google real quick to make sure that this is really a $20 million violin.
Oh.
That is crazy.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
It's protocol.
My bad.
Did you want extra peanuts? Sorry.
Next time they tell me I need to check something, I'm going to say, that's a $20 million that's a $20 million pocket knife.
That's a $20 million pocket knife on a plane. You'll go far, friend.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. $20 million! Yeah. $20 million!
Okay.
I quit. Dude, I don't want to read this next one. This is horrible. Go to the phone call. This is nuts.
Your news, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Ron Paldi.
Hey, Ron Paldi.
How have you guys been? I haven't talked to you guys in a good while.
I know.
Thanks for coming to hang out yesterday.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was busy.
Well, you know.
Everyone was.
I don't believe that car is real. Everyone was.
Excuse me?
Yep. Oh, can you hear it? Nope. Not real. You hear it?
Hey, don't do that. You'll get pulled over. You
get a
ticket.
That sounds like a really cool Hot Wheel you got there.
So, you're calling my car a Hot Wheel now.
Oh,
okay.
Man. I guess you'll just have to come to our next event and support the station in order to prove me wrong.
I could do that, but you got to do me a favor.
Okay.
Nah,
I don't do favors.
You got to put me on the air. You got to have me in the studio, and you got to put me on the air.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We'll probably be somewhere where we're not even going to be on the air.
Because then you're going to be promoting whatever it is you want to promote, and we can't do that because we're not profits. Just saying.
I'd be promoting Calvary. The youth group, high school group.
Okay. Oh, Spectrum?
Yeah.
My 12-year-old kicks it there.
We can't promote that.
What are you talking about? Of course we can. Kelly Bransford, pastor there. My son loves him.
We got to get this stuff approved.
Come on, Dan Lesko's brother was a youth pastor there, Levi Lesko. Then you got Brandon. Then you had,
never heard of any of those people.
You had Marsh. You had all kinds of people that ran the high school youth ministry.
We'll see what happens.
Thought I'd call you guys, say good morning, and
good morning,
hope you guys
buddy.
Have a blessed week.
Good morning, man. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Later. Catch you later. Later.
Okay, according to the Washington Post, American children 3 years old or younger have shot at least 23 people in 2016.
This is crazy.
Five more than they did over the same period last year, 2015. In 18 of the 23 cases, reporter Christopher Ingraham reviewed, the children themselves were the victims. In half of those cases, the children died. From the article, Georgia is home to the highest number of toddler shootings, with at least 8 incidents since January 2015. Texas and Missouri are tied for second place with 7 shootings each, while Florida and Michigan are tied for fourth, 6 shootings apiece. This person found that toddler-involved shootings disproportionately occurred in the states for reasons that could not be attributed to population or gun laws alone. So it's not just one of those things.
Wow.
Sussing out cause and effect in these cases, in other words, is still largely a guessing game. And it's a game made much more difficult by Congress's efforts to restrict the type of gun research that agencies such as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are allowed to conduct.
Ugh.
Still, pretty staggering there.
Speaking of that, we have a story coming up in the 8 o'clock hour about an 11-year-old, a gun, and a burglar.
Oh.
That's right, man. That's right.
I told him I was going to kill him all that with a gun if he didn't get out of my house.
Oh, man.
You better get out of my house.
I can't wait to hear this story.
You better get out of my house.
Also, Lenya.
Lenya Heitzik will be joining us to talk Reload Love when we come back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
It is 8:07.
High today of 63 degrees.
Check the road.
Yeah, there's an accident to report. I-40 east at Rio Grande. And if you are traveling eastbound on 40 to the west of that accident, then you are stacked up and moving slow. So just sit back and relax. You're about to learn a lot. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
We have a guest, Starmy. Her name is Linya Heitzig. Hello, so Linya.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
This has been a long-awaited
dude. Yeah.
Time.
Seriously,
what the heck? We've been here like 5 years. What's up?
Stop it.
Well, I don't know. You get up at 3, and the rest of you at 5, and I don't. I'm doing something else at 3 and 5.
Well, sleeping.
Yeah, no
exactly.
kidding.
Exactly.
But it's so peaceful here at like 5 a.m. There's
oh
like,
my gosh.
So nobody. I could sleep here.
You really could. You could. We keep telling Chip that they just need to install like a tri-level bunk bed in this room.
Perfect.
Because it'd be way easier for us.
Perfect.
Just roll out of bed and work.
Just roll out of bed. Just rock the show.
I'd say bye to my family every night.
Yeah.
I'll see you
just
tomorrow
here.
For a little while.
Yeah,
and then,
good.
You know,
it's
you
good.
Just come back here
right
and go
back
sleep.
Here, sleep. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
So today is, this has been a really cool morning so far. Because we've gotten to talk about Reload Love, which is this organization. You guys take these bullet casings, you melt them down, and you make charms.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the proceeds, the money that you make off of that, goes to support these children and families that have been affected by terrorists.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what you guys are doing.
It's crazy. It's only a God thing.
Yeah.
And it happened in a shower.
It's so crazy. So crazy.
Why does it happen like that? Because a lot
we
of
always
my,
talk about this.
Yeah, a lot of my ideas, I'll be sitting
shower.
In the shower.
That's right. Yeah.
That crazy, right?
That for me, you're jogging. But I was in the shower one day, and I just got this thought. I wonder if I could make charms out of spent bullet casings. And then in my head, I think I was doing Your Wildest Dream, and who could they benefit?
Right.
And I was like, terror victims.
Yeah.
It was such a specific arc, you know, like it just came all in one. And I have teased you guys. I really am Malibu Barbie, not G.I. Jane.
Right.
And so the jewelry part was interesting, not so much the bullet part.
Right, right.
Except that you could upcycle, and what a beautiful thing to redeem, so to speak, transform beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and anyway, I got out of the shower wet, ran to my computer, and Googled in spent bullet casings. And I was, because I didn't know where you'd get those.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it turns out that our military doesn't reload for active duty, nor do civil servants, police. And, you know, a lot of even sports guys don't bother with it.
Right.
So there are really buckets, barrels, pallets of spent bullet casings everywhere. So within a few weeks, we had about 500 pounds of spent bullet casings
incredible.
In my office.
Oh, incredible.
That's crazy. So then you melt them down.
Yeah.
And then you make these beautiful little charms, necklaces, bracelets.
Melting them down was even interesting, too, because technically you don't make jewelry from the alloy that comes from a bullet. You usually buy, you know, a nicer alloy.
Yeah.
So I went into a sterling silver place here in town. And told this woman I wanted to make bracelets. She thought sterling, no, brass. She goes, yeah, we can do brass. Her name's Molly. And I said, well, I'd like to make them out of bullets. And really, she backed away from me. And then she started, like, crying, tearing up. And she said, let's just say you bring me as many bullets as you can, and I'll try and melt them down.
Wow. That's cool.
And so, you know, right away you had someone who was connected heart-wise to that project. And so it required a specific crucible, which is like such a great Christian analogy that, you know, you're being melted down in that crucible and separating, you know, the chafe and the wheat or, you know, whatever that kind of idea. And so it took practicing at different temperatures until they got it right to do it with 100% bullets.
Wow.
So we don't have to add anything else. We can say every charm, bracelet, whatever you buy.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's 100% bullet casings.
Man.
Nice.
That's cool. I want to encourage everybody to go to reloadlove.com /Mayday because today you can watch the documentary. And as your friend, I will tell you right now, I don't like seeing you cry.
I know.
I don't like seeing you get emotional. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're one of my dearest people.
Aww.
And so that was really hard to watch just personally from that perspective. But you can see the genuine passion behind what you're doing. And it got me amped for today because I was a little nervous, you know, because I don't know the situation. I don't know what's going on. I'm that ignorant American that doesn't pay attention to the news as much as I should to know what is going on with the war and with, you know what I mean?
I don't mean to comfort you in this way, but you're okay. In good company.
Okay,
there's
cool.
Tons of ignorant Americans yes. who have no yes. idea what's
millions
happening.
Millions of us.
And
right.
Anywhere. Yeah. You know, so. Because I travel around to churches right. and places, and when I start explaining the crisis in the Middle East, you know, I was just at our publisher. So you think even a publisher's a little further,
yeah.
you know, erudite. And so they just said, you know, we know something's happened over there and we know it's bad, but we didn't know this.
Right.
And really, they're killing Christians.
Yeah.
Just this last month, they pushed through the White House, Congress and Senate to declare this a Christian genocide.
Wow. Mm.
So, you know, you'd think the body of Christ would be, you know, really concerned
yeah.
that they have now called something in the world a genocide.
Yeah.
That means it's bad.
Yeah.
What's happening in the Middle East is worse than the Rwandan crisis. It's worse than World War II, the refugee crisis. Mm-hmm. And yet it seems like people are like, what yeah. problem over there?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they're beheading children.
Yeah.
They're crucifying children.
Yeah.
In Aleppo, kids are eating grass.
Mm.
So, yeah, they're so, so starved. And man. The routes to get food in Syria is just so devastated that there are communities that are just being starved out.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily a happy Monday morning topic, but golly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mondays, normally we do something called the Monday Mindset. And it's, you know, we want to start our week strong. You know, mm-hmm. For a lot of us, we go to church over the weekend. This last weekend, Daniel Fusco and just knocked it out of the park. And it's like, so Monday morning, you want to maintain that. Because it's always cute and fuzzy and wonderful to go to church on a Sunday and you hear a message and you're inspired. But then come Monday, it's like work week and blah. And
right.
so our goal here on this show is to try and maintain that on a Monday morning, you know. And so as Daniel eloquently talked yesterday about Christians and our walking yeah. in love, walking in humility, all of the things that we walk in as believers, we want to focus in on walking together with these children halfway across the world.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Walking yeah. hand in hand with those. I have three sons, you know, a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And as I watch the documentary and as we hear these stories, it's like, don't cry. Don't cry.
Yeah.
Don't cry. Because I would die for my children. I couldn't imagine my kids being in a situation where they don't have food, they don't have it even affected me when you talked about even having a bathroom. You know, my kids play mm-hmm. baseball and it's like a porta potty is the grossest of the gross, right? And you're like,
right.
oh my gosh, my children, it's degrading and they're at a porta potty. And then you think about these kids who have no place for any of that, and it's humiliating.
Yeah, I can start with a story.
Yeah.
We were just in Jordan around Christmas time. And so Jordan, this country, there's a good king there, King Hussein, King Abdullah, and the father and the son have gone through this thing. And they've been good kings as far as taking in refugees. And so they have taken in a lot of refugees over the years. Currently, there's maybe 2 million of Syrian and Iraqi refugees in the country. So I don't know, just picture New Mexico if 2 million people moved in.
Wow.
And they're not really being sponsored. The UN doesn't give them the money you think they get. They don't have what they need to take care of these people. So they live in squalor on these camps. And once you become an IDP, it's kind of once an IDP, you're stuck there.
Yes.
You don't get a green card, so they can't work in the country they've come to. They can't go back to where they were. So all commerce happens on the IDP camp. I'll trade you my shovel for, you know,
it's
that
like a
rock.
Prison.
And it's bad. So I got to go to breakfast with some women. They called it the, you know, health club. And so it was so the women could have respect to come out of the IDP camps, not be in trouble for going to a church. You know, they're going to have health. And you could tell, you know, they were all in their garb, you know, heads covered
yeah.
and everything. And it felt like that their emotions were so strong that if you just tickled, there would be meltdown of
yeah.
epic proportions. So I told them, hi, my name's Lenya. I'm from the United States and I do Reload Love. We would love to help your children. This is what we do. And I know you feel forsaken. I know you feel like the rest of the world's not paying attention, but I'm here and I want to pay attention and I want to tell people your story. And one woman just bravely stood up, just shocked me. And she proceeded to tell this story that, you know, that it's so unsafe in Syria right now. It's really not Bashar Assad versus ISIS versus Iraq or even Russia. It's now devolved into neighborhood against neighborhood, like turf war, and that you can't trust your neighbors.
Yeah.
So just picture this, Steve-O. Her kids, she doesn't want them to go outside because your neighbors would kidnap them for ransom.
Gosh.
When you can't make money, you'll do something crazy.
Yeah. Right.
So one day her two sons were holding hands crossing the street and a sniper shot and killed one.
Okay.
And the kid holding the hand of his brother developed a just severe head tick and became antisocial, no talking, no anything. Yeah. And this mom had to hike across the desert from Syria to the Jordanian border, be stuck at the border, get into Jordan to live in the squalor we were just talking about with this son. But thank God for this pastor we met in Mafraq who is working with refugees and put his son in a program. And a kid who used to want color guns now draws pictures of flowers. And he began speaking again and ministering to them. So it's this hope of reaching these kids. And these kids, they're just such little hope that we like to say at Reload Love, we arm children with hope.
And that's it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's if you're just tuning in, we have Linya Heitzik hanging out with us from Reload Love. And you have to watch the documentary.
You do.
You guys did a great job with that.
Yeah.
And thank God.
Really explains what you guys are doing, the impact that you're having on these families, these children, and even the playgrounds that you guys are building for these kids.
Yeah.
You know, you guys talk a lot about how these children who are affected by terrorism, they just need some normalcy in their lives.
That's right.
Talk about that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because a lot of people go, oh, you're flying, you know, they're eating grass and you're giving them a playground. That's kind of a little bit counterintuitive. But if you study post-traumatic stress, even if it's a kid here that's been in a gang, you know, and seeing things, or a child who's been sexually abused here, there are protocols for kids who have experienced trauma. And I've used my own acronym to kind of take the science wonks in psychology and make it knowable. But so it's CAN. C is to provide calm. You know, as quickly as possible, whoever's been traumatized, calm, safety, give them a spot where they feel they can take a breath. A is acknowledge that they need to understand that what happened to them wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
You know, if you have been raped, you didn't do it. If your parent was shot, it wasn't your fault. You know, to give them as much acknowledgement that this has happened to them and they weren't the creator of that. And then finally, N is normalcy. That as quickly as possible, if you can reinstate things in their lives that were familiar before, whether that's coloring or a soccer ball or school. And so putting a playground there is this shot at hope. Imagine, you know, in the middle of a war zone, we say we like to turn battlegrounds into playgrounds. A kid, you know, these kids, these kids, when our team visited them last year, they're playing ISIS like you and I might have played cowboys and Indians. So they're like, you know, bullying each other. They're picking on each. This is the games. And really their toys are rocks. Maybe a stick. And so you put a playground there. And now a kid has a chance, what, for imagination. Climb higher, swing further. You, on a playground, you cooperate. On a playground, it can be a rocket ship. It can be a pirate's ship. It can be anything, right? So you're giving these kids a chance. But then the unintended or benefit to the side is it's not just children who come to a playground. Moms go to playgrounds, right? Because they got to make sure the kids are okay.
Right.
So these moms who are cooped up, and they have no place to tell their story. They have no place. They don't know who to trust. Now they're sitting on a bench watching their kids, maybe talking to another mom. And so before you know it, the playground turns into a community center. Dad gets off work or whatever, and he comes to see the kids. So you've put in a positive community inside a place that just doesn't have very much positive. So that's what these playgrounds do. They provide just this kind of neat structure that does give hope. It's just this chance. Maybe there is a future.
Incredible.
I want to know, coming up, because I know we're up against it. Well, I guess we have a few minutes.
A little bit of time.
All right. When we're talking about these playgrounds, because, you know, for us here in America, we're thinking, okay, well, you just go down to the old Walmarts and grab a slide or, a, you know, we're talking about building stuff halfway across across the globe.
That's crazy.
And I mean, I don't know if there's any like secrecy behind some of it. So if there's stuff you can't share, but I mean, logistically, how do you get these the tools and the equipment and the actual playground to Jordan? How do you get everything there?
This is part of what's so cool. I mean, this is all 100% God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, just to have the bullets, to find someone to make the jewelry,
right,
that people are donating yeah. money. I mean, really, in the first 2 years, we've raised about $500,000.
It's incredible.
I'll cry for that.
Yeah.
I can't raise $1,000.
Right, right.
Wow.
Right. You know what I mean? So that this money has come in, every bit of it is a miracle. And so we built our first playground out in the Navajo Nation with Landel. Mm-hmm. I think he's been in here before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to practice somewhere. And really, the Navajo Nation is pretty desolate.
Yeah.
So we had to get a playground out there with no cranes, no boom trucks, no nothing, and send a team to build the concrete, you know, taking water from a pump far away,
yeah.
bringing it over. So it was really a great experiment.
Right.
Landel, the day we opened it, he had 25 kids. But now, on weekends, he has about 100 kids who show up at church. So, you know, they come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
They come out yeah. all over and show up. And it gives an opportunity for our partners who are Christians to witness and provide this hope. So, in Moff Rock, we thought we were going to use the company that we had used in the Navajo Nation and ship with them. But what happened is when we were over there, we met an organization with kids around the world. And their whole focus is to take old McDonald's playgrounds, refurbish them, and ship them.
Wow.
So when we were there, they said, oh, we've got some that we can put in a container. And that right now, oh my God.
That's so
cool. I'm going to get goosebumps.
Wow.
Our ship is in the Suez Canal right now.
Wow. That's
incredible. We got to go check out the ship, where it was, how close it is to port, when
Man.
It's going to get to Aqaba, so that our team, when they're over in Jordan very soon,
yeah.
those playgrounds will be there.
Oh, man.
But what's even That's cooler, cool. so we thought we'd use kids around the world to go to Iraq. Okay, mm-hmm. great. Now we'll just ship some there. Well, our people on the ground that we work with in Iraq have found two different partners in Erbil who sell playgrounds. And they keep them in stock. I mean,
wow.
we haven't met people that keep them in stock.
Right.
So they're not only in stock. Our price for one in the United States to build was close to $50,000.
Wow.
The one in Jordan, close to $20,000. We have found this place in Erbil, Iraq, that they will get these playgrounds. They will ship them, as in their cars. They will install them, and we're looking at more $10,000
That's
to
so
build
cool.
a playground. So we're just watching God.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I love that.
So anyway, amazing. We'll send teams, of course, each place mm-hmm. where these are to make sure they're done properly and that they're safe. Mm-hmm. That they're in a good spot, you know, because really with so many refugees, you could have someone walking off with a slide because they
right.
need it for, you know, to load things at their business. So we have to make sure they're very secure.
So when do you want to take the Morning Invasion to go, like,
Wouldn't
invade
that be
Jordan?
Awesome? And, yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe okay. we shouldn't call yes. it Invade Jordan. But
leave that out.
We'll call it something different. Morning Invasion. Yeah. No, we just can't do Invasion. But
how
it would
about
be incredible.
This? You said, you know, here you go to the Walmart. That's for your backyard.
Right, right.
But here in Albuquerque, your kid can go to Burger King, McDonald's,
yeah. Yeah.
wherever. There mm-hmm. is one of those. Do you know in the West Bank in Bethlehem in Israel, there is not one public playground?
Man.
Whoa.
Wow.
That McDonald's isn't even there.
Wow.
What?
So, yeah.
Really?
Does that mind blow you?
Yeah, that's so they're everywhere.
We have people that we exactly.
Yeah. Right.
But there are some places they are not.
Wow.
So we are currently investigating to see if we could build a playground in Bethlehem.
That would be incredible.
That's cool.
I've never
okay,
been on
so
that side
I
of the world.
I think you guys
man.
Should come to Bethlehem.
Okay.
Right. I'm down.
Yeah. You imagine
Sign
Jesus and,
right.
and if he was born, yeah. he could have a playground.
Oh,
no?
Dude. Right?
Man.
Oh, man.
We're hanging out with Linja Heitzik from Reload Love. And I know we're up against a break right
yeah.
now, but give some details about these charms. Again, they take these bullet casings, they melt them down, and they make this beautiful jewelry.
Yeah.
And Mother's Day is like 6 days away, so
they're super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The necklace, the just the entry level necklace, it's $30.
Okay.
And you know, the jewelry, we'll never sell enough jewelry to make playgrounds.
Right.
I mean, we'd have to, like, you know, Walmart starts carrying our stuff.
Right, yeah. right.
To be yeah. able to
right.
do this. And if you know anybody at Walmart and they want to start carrying it,
yeah.
if you would like to have this at your venue, yeah. anybody, call in, we'll bring you enough merchandise, I yeah. promise. But But anyway, it's really awareness, the jewelry. Mm-hmm. Because like you guys have said, you're not really aware of all this.
Yeah. Right?
Well, we're hoping now that your audience is aware. They'll put one of these on their necks. Mm-hmm. And that they will now be able to tell people.
Yeah.
But better than that, buy a DVD.
Yeah.
You know, then you'll really be aware. We're mm-hmm. launching this DVD for Reload Love, and we really want people to get educated. So, you know, if they go to reloadlove.com, they can get a DVD,
yep.
make a donation of 20 or more, and we'll mm-hmm. send you one. So we'd really love to push that DVD.
Please love check it. It out, reloadlove.com, for all the details mm-hmm. on how to get involved and sponsor the morning show going to Bethlehem. I'm just
yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much, Lenya. It was great. Yeah,
dude,
having you in here. And
is she done?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Well, we have to go to break because when we come back, we have Pastor Youssef joining us. I can't wait to hear his
story. He's going to be calling him. Yeah.
So we're going to talk to him when we come back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Edge, lead guitarist with the Irish band U2, performed for participants in a Vatican medical conference.
President Obama made his last guest of honor appearance at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo.
All three Republican candidates showed up at the California GOP convention this weekend.
Hillary Clinton is apologizing for her remark on CNN.
I have a lot of experience dealing with men who get off the reservation.
Native Americans say the term off the reservation is disrespectful.
The Jungle Book topping the movie box office again.
Freight cars from a CSX train scattered like so many twigs along the rails in northeast Washington, D.C.
Flooding in East Texas.
Dogs and other animals traveling now have a bathroom of their own at New York's Kennedy Airport.
An astronaut aboard the International Space Station has used a remote control to operate a robot back on Earth.
In El Paso, Texas, two teens were thrown from a carnival thrill ride. One teen was killed, another was injured.
It is 8:34.
High today of 63 degrees.
Let's check the roads out there. Hey-o.
We got an accident. I-40 east at Rio Grande Boulevard. That's exit 157. It's been updated. Looks like traffic is starting to move around the accident, but again, it is there. So maybe take that into account when you're considering your morning commute. That's your look at traffic.
Today, it's all about Reload Love.
Amen.
Man, we just had Lenya Heitzik on, sharing these incredible stories that God is doing over in the Middle East, around the world. Just started with a little vision in the shower. Crazy, right?
I know, right?
And all of a sudden, making this huge impact around the world, helping these children, these families that have been affected.
Really excited to talk to Pastor Youssef now, who is literally doing that on the front lines.
Absolutely. Pastor Youssef, are you there?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us about this today. And you're incredible. I just want to say that.
Right.
You are incredible.
Well, God is doing something great in this land.
And that's exactly, I know we only have a few minutes, so I wanted to jump right into your involvement, how you personally got involved in helping with the children where you're at.
Yes, you know, Jordan has been always a place of refuge, even in the days of the Old Testament, three of the refuge cities were in Jordan. So now we are crowded and flooded by refugees from Syria and Iraq. In fact, the last statistics of Jordan, we have 6.5 million Jordanians and 3 million refugees. Mm. And as a church, you know, we thought we have to do something. We have to respond. And if Jesus was in our place, what would he do? And if Jesus had called the little children unto him, how much more we should do the same? Mm. So we were really fortunate to have Reload Love to come alongside with us and help us, you know, take some of the students who were denied schooling, who were just stranded in Jordan, these refugees, and put them back to in good schools, good Christian schools, whereby they got good education this last year, and their families were really excited that their children were not forgotten.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. These children, what it does for them to have a playground, to have a school to go to.
You know, many of these children were without schooling for 1 or 2 years, some of them even 3 years. So when we got the idea together with the Blessed Reload Love people, you know, we brought light into these people who were, you know, with all the pressures they had from the war, they were just at home, depressed, with no life as a children. But then when the idea came and the project this last year to put them into nice, good schools, even the whole atmosphere at home was changed. Even their parents came to us thanking us. And we told them we are just means here. Mm-hmm. Thank God who really put on the hearts of people way back in Albuquerque to help these children and just give them hope again.
Man, it's such a solid reminder because I think here in America we believe, all right, we got to go around, we got to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and just say these words, and this is going to be enough. And yet you are proving by your life, by your actions, that living out, reflecting Jesus goes so much further than just saying, oh man, sorry you're in this situation, I hope the best for you, and hoping, and I'll pray for you, and then walking away and doing nothing. But you truly are living your life as an example, as a reflector of Jesus Christ. So I commend you for the work you're doing.
It's incredible.
Absolutely. Well, you know, God has put the church at this moment in time in Jordan to respond to needs.
Yeah.
And by that, we are bringing the glory of to God, because people don't really care how much we know until they know how much we care. Mm-hmm. And when we care about them, then they start asking us the right questions. Why do you do this? You know, so many of them, they go to other places. I don't want to mention perhaps other religions and so on, and they don't take care of them. But when they come and see the love of Christ, they start asking us about that.
Amen. And so talk a little bit about the culture, what it is like there as a Christian, because for those, again, for those of us in America, we don't necessarily always see or understand the situation, especially considering we can walk around and proclaim Jesus. What is the church culture like, the atmosphere like there as a Christian?
Okay. Now, let me say that the population of Jordan, as I said, it was 6.5. This is the last statistics just 2 months ago. Plus 3 million refugees that came and filled the place. And Jordan is a poor country. You know, Jordan is one of the 10 poorest countries in the world in water, for example.
Wow.
So we have our limited resources. We don't have big rivers here. Even the Jordan River is very, very narrow. It's like a brook. It's not a river, really.
Right.
Jordan is poor in its resources, but we praise God that Jordan has been always a receptive country. Mm. With the little that we have, we are sharing our cup of water and bowl of food with all these refugees. It is really putting a heavy toll on Jordan in all aspects. But I can say that the church is taking its stand. And the church is becoming really like a light and salt to the community. And I'm not talking about one particular church only, but really all churches. I can say that all churches are really involved, and they are responding. Many churches have opened up their doors, and the refugees slept. For example, our church, we have a feeding program for the refugees. We feed about 750 families regularly, and we have started a medical clinic for them.
Wow.
We have doctors, nurses that are catering for them, helping them. We have a big flourishing ministry at the church. Every week, about 450 to 500 refugees come, and we have a ministry, a church service for them. And I tell you that many of them, their tears are now really, God took care of that. And as in the story of Mary Magdalene, how they had really a good encounter with Christ. In Jordan, you know, we celebrated Easter just yesterday. And so it was a time of rejoicing where I shared with the people how Jesus changed the life of Mary Magdalene from a weeping, helpless, empty person to an evangelist. And this is what we're seeing, that although it is tough, people are hungry. But I can say that they are hungry also for the Word of God. They come to church, and you see them, you know, they follow every word you say from the pulpit. It's like a sponge. They just listen and take in everything. And we just want to show them love in action, because, you know, when people hear the music of our lives, they ask us about the words. And this is what's going on in these days.
Wow. Pastor Yusuf.
Yeah. Oh, man. We are going to be praying and praying for you guys over there. God is doing some incredible things.
Yes. Thank you for your time.
With your ministry and Reload Love. So thank you for talking to us about this, because we're spreading the word. So God can do even more incredible things.
I want to thank Reload Love for standing with us, because that was great. I mean, what they did, and we know that God, when once he starts something good, he will continue. So we trust him for the future as well.
Amen. Man, thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for talking to us, Pastor Yusuf.
Thank you. Blessings.
God bless you.
Take care. So cool. Reload Love. Incredible what this organization is doing. If you guys want to be a part of it.
Yeah, and here's the deal. Yeah, I was going to say, we're halfway across the globe and we're hearing, like, he's feeding hundreds of people and he's, you know, all these incredible things. And we're like, crap, what am I doing? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. How can I get involved? And I want to remind you, American, something as simple as picking up the DVD, the documentary from Reload Love, something as simple as buying a rad charm for your mom for Mother's Day, this all helps. I want to send a shout out to somebody on the live line who just said, hey man, we're doing an archery shoot this weekend. I'd love to sell the Reload Love merchandise at archery shoot this weekend. That's amazing. Maybe that's the way you can get involved. Hey, I have this little boutique. We'd be interested in selling Reload Love merchandise. Again, donations and helping this organization, that does something. Mm-hmm. That does help what they are doing, because I know a lot of times I sit there and go, I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
I got to do more. I got to get over there. I got to get a hammer. I got to build something. We are all, as we learned yesterday, I keep going back to this, but man, Daniel Fusco yesterday just knocked it out of the park here at Calvary and talked about the fact that we are all uniquely created for different works. And so Pastor Yusuf was uniquely created to do what he is doing over in Jordan currently. Maybe you are not uniquely created to go halfway across the globe and build something but you can still bring hope by donating, by helping out the
ministry. By buying just a charm.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And so that is a way that you can right now get involved. You can continue to. We have a chalkboard at home where we pray for people. We put on the board. Maybe put Pastor Yusuf, put these children on a prayer board. Pray for Reload Love. Because as we see, God obviously has his hand in it. And man, he is the author of this. He is going to see it through to the end. And it's incredible to see how all of a sudden God will just go, here's a resource here. Here's what I'm going to do here. Here's how you're going to be able to talk about this. And everyone will know that it was me, that God will receive the glory, that he wins, you know? And so pray that God will open those doors, that things will begin to connect in different ways, in ways that we can't even see yet, you know?
Yeah. These charms, this jewelry that they make, is created with bullet casings that was donated to them. They melt it down, and then they make these incredible pieces of jewelry, which you can buy, and then the proceeds go to help Pastor Yusuf, help to build these playgrounds on battlegrounds.
In so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they bought a bus last year for some children so they could get to school. They're doing some really incredible things, and Mother's Day is 6 days away.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to spend a ton of money on flowers. Why not buy a charm? And I was checking out. Lenny came in here just a little bit ago, and she was wearing all these charms. They were amazing.
I know, right?
It's high quality stuff.
It really is.
And the thing is, when we talk about raising awareness for ministries and the devastating stuff going on in the Middle East, a lot of times it's really easy to just get overwhelmed. So if you're feeling that, we're not asking you to go on some mission trip. We're not drafting you to go over to the war-torn Middle East and build a playground. But we are asking that you take a simple, practical step.
Yeah.
It's really easy. Just go to our Facebook and learn more about Reload Love. There's a link to their documentary available today. It's May Day. It's our big push. And just take that small, simple step and then see where God takes you from there.
Amen.
I'll never forget, I had a boss that, this was I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and I had a boss who was an atheist. And we would always have these incredible conversations about God. He would always grab me and say, hey, come in my office, and he'd have me shut the door, and we'd sit down and we'd talk about God, for a good 15-20 minutes a few times a week. And he always had these questions for me. And one of the things he said to me one day, he said he had a best friend that he grew up with, and that best friend got married, found God, and then quit his six-figure-a-year job. He had three children, and they sold everything and moved halfway around the world to be a missionary.
Man.
And he said that
just impacted him.
Well, no, he was confused by it.
Yeah.
He was very confused because he didn't understand why somebody would do that. You know, an atheist can't comprehend why somebody would leave a six-figure job, sell everything, and move halfway across the world. It is crazy. Mm-hmm. And like Steve-O was saying, some people are called to do that. Some people aren't.
Yeah.
He was scared that I was going to do that. He was scared that he was scared that I was going to quit one day and take my family and children halfway across the world. And there was a time in my walk where I kind of thought that maybe that's what God's calling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I just want to do more.
Yeah.
I have to do more.
Well, it's always been plain to me that in the different movements of God in my life, that when he intends for you to do something like that, he provides the way, and then inexplicable things happen. I mean, we're talking to Linya. She's talking about the price of a playground to be built dropping, you know, from 50 grand.
Like a fifth of the cost, right?
To 10 grand. Yeah, those are the crazy things. When you are, you know, when God is calling you to be in a major thing like that, to make a major move or some really, really unique thing, then he provides it.
Yeah.
And so much so that where you look back and you're like, there was no other option for me.
Yeah.
You know, so, but then you have everybody else. It's like, well, I just feel confused about it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. That's why it's easy to get involved. I mean, even if you're like, I posted pictures on Facebook, you know, or Instagram or Twitter, retweet that, you know, raise awareness, and then take a practical step. Get involved.
Yeah.
It's really easy. We put the link up there. And go watch the documentary. There's a fascinating story about this one little girl that really stuck out to me. She, like, got trafficked. She got her parents were killed in front of her, and then she gets trafficked. And they talk about how the lady that's being interviewed talks about how she met this little girl later, and you would have never known how she went, like, that she was the little girl that went through that things, because she had, like, this really quiet strength.
Yeah.
And that strength was somehow she had hope that all of this stuff was going to come to an end. And then partnering up with Reload Love, of course, like, that is a step towards that ending. They're providing that quiet strength to all these people just through a playground.
Mm.
You know, so you guys get involved. It's a pretty fascinating ministry.
I was taken captive by Linya's conversation this morning, and it was a solid reminder, as I use the word captive, because that's exactly where I wanted to go. Mm. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, talks about taking every thought captive to obey Christ. And I know a lot of times we like to use that, like, negatively. Like, bro, I'm thinking about this sin, this lust, this anxiety, this fear, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And we're always like, I got to take that thought captive. But what I loved this morning was the fact that she was in the shower and she had this, like, crazy idea, and she took that thought captive and kept it close, and then ran to the computer and starts Googling stuff. I think there are a lot of times where God gives us visions. God gives us ideas. And if we don't take that thought captive in that moment, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We'll forget it.
it's over. But Lenya was faithful in that moment. She took that thought captive. She clung to it. She ran to the computer. And now we have this incredible organization that is building playgrounds for children. Yeah. And obviously, as parents, the three of us in here, it's like super near and dear to our hearts because we would do anything for our children. Now imagine these children halfway across the globe that just need hope, man. You know, and so maybe God has given you an idea, a vision, something. Take it captive. Don't let that be a fleeting thought that just escapes you. That God's like, oh man, I wish you had just stuck to that one. So that was like such a powerful word this morning that I wanted to stick to that today. My Monday mindset, if you will.
Love it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call. I have had this question in my mind for years, Dex. You know, much respect to your crew. You guys got some major chemistry going on. But a while back when you were on the edge, you were talking to a girl about a relationship. And I think it was you that said, well, you guys are not you guys are not evenly yoked. Mm. and I don't know what the look on the other jocks was. I don't know if it was you that said it or Buck, but I don't know what the look on the jock was, or the other jock was saying. Say, come on, man, they don't understand that kind of language here,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. Yeah,
was it you that said that?
I want to say that was Buck.
That is crazy because you said, come on, bro, they don't understand that kind of language here, and it pertains to exactly what you're saying about. Basically, it's conviction, like when you were talking to your PD or your MD or whatever, and he was freaking out that you were going to leave.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but. I think that you're a warrior, bro, you know, when you're in the trenches. You know, like right now, now you're at a different place and you're pretty much got a flock, dude, and you're pulling them towards God straight up. You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate that, man.
And the thing is, it's like, humbly I say that because you ain't nothing and I ain't nothing. It's by the grace of God that we're all in this situation.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But, and I want to give huge props to your boys there because they're radical, bro, and I like the way you just kick back and like you just let them go.
Well,
and
then you just that's come the thing. In. That's cool. The thing, man. It's the three of us each have. We just have different talents and abilities. And yeah, and I know when to step back and just shut my mouth.
And I don't.
Yeah, Steve-O he's still working on that, you know? Yeah.
I can take thought captives. I can't take words captive. Yeah. They just fly out.
It's it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But that, like I say, man, I always wanted to ask you that. I always wanted to like say, where the heck did that come from? Because I knew you guys, you know, were there, right there, but you're still in the trenches. But all this time, it's like, you know, you're doing the work of God, or God's working in your life when you're on the edge, because not only were you planting seeds for your morning show, the people that were listening to you didn't even know you were planting seeds.
Yeah, no, and that's it. That's it. God does some amazing things when we don't even expect it.
Yeah,
you know, it's
He's
the little
be glorified.
The little things that we say. You know, and I remember I would leave the show some mornings thinking, gosh, I don't even think I even mentioned God or did I even make an impact that morning? And then I'd get an email later on and it would be somebody saying, thank you so much for saying this. Mm. And just God was just blew me away throughout the years. And he still continues to do it with this morning show. And gosh, I'm so excited to see what's next. In the future.
Yeah, well,
so thanks.
Cool. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Hey, do me a favor. Take me off the air, but I want to ask you something off the air. But if it's cool with you, after you guys take a break.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, hang out, man.
That's cool. Very encouraging. Yeah. I appreciate it.
It's cool, man.
Again, not so much Teo, but Steve-O gets very, very annoyed when we mention the past, especially
Wait,
my
what?
Morning show. He gets really.
Teo, no, I do not.
Really. Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for? Stressed?
No.
Jealous?
No.
Envious?
Not even
maybe
a little bit.
Envy.
So jealous of that show you were fired from. Just so jealous.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I had been fired like you.
We're 2 days away from my anniversary of getting fired.
And I've decided, being that like I'm just so stressed about it, I don't even want to think about it. So I'm not going to be here.
He's taking the day off.
I'm taking the day off. Yeah, I can't. I just can't hang, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Because it's going to be a rough day for me. PTSD is going to happen.
Shut up. Okay. You are so dumb.
We can't even go to the May the 4th be with you because, I mean, that sends me right into it.
Oh, well. And also. Reloadlove.com/Mayday.
That's right. It's so all over cool. everything. If you see it on our Twitter, retweet it. Share it on our Facebook. Go to our Instagram, like the photo, repost it. Do everything you can. Take a little step to raise awareness. And then get more information at the link on our Facebook.
When we come back, Dave and Karen Eubank, founders of Free the Oppressed, and they have partnered with Reload Love. We'll talk to them when we come back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
It is 9:05.
High today of 63 degrees.
It's beautiful traffic.
You're beautiful.
Let's take a look at the road, see what's up. No accidents to report right now, guys. Nice. Doing good. All right. Have a good commute. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Reload Love. That's what we're doing today. It's May Day.
Heck yeah.
You May guys Day. Have learned all about this great organization that takes bullet casings, they melt them down, and they make jewelry out of them. Then that money they make off the jewelry, it helps fund a playground in the Middle East, somewhere around the world. It helps these children who have been affected by ISIS. Maybe their family was killed. Maybe their brother or sister was killed.
You were fired
Maybe
up.
Maybe they've lost their homes. They build these playgrounds and these battlegrounds to give these kids something normal.
Yeah.
And it's really inspiring to see what Reload Love is doing and all the people that are doing some great things, like Dave and Karen Eubank. And Dave is joining us right now. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey.
And sounds like great weather. We love it.
It's beautiful out here.
It is.
You are calling from an undisclosed location. Where are you at, roughly?
I'm in Southeast Asia, where it's at about 100 degrees there. It's smoking hot.
We're getting ready
to go to Kurdistan. We just came off a mission in Burma, and we're getting ready to go to Kurdistan with your help as usual. Actually, when I say as usual, it isn't usual. But it seems like when we started going to that part of the world, Reload Love was there with us. Actually, they went there before us in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
And helped get us there every time. So we're very grateful.
Yeah. I remember I was at church when you guys came and spoke in front of everybody. And your guys' story was insane. We were talking about how amazing God is and how he opens up these incredible doors when he has a mission for you. He'll open these doors and he'll just clear this path. Even though the path looks horrific, it looks like there's no way we could go in there. But you took your family, you guys go into some of the worst parts of the world and do some amazing things. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we go where we feel God has led us and where people ask us to come and help. And every time we've gone anywhere, whether it's Burma or Sudan or Kurdistan, it's always been a miracle. It's always been impossible doors opening, and then, okay, their door's open. Now, okay, we're going to walk through it with what? We got nothing. And then people give us things so we can actually help people. And the thing that struck me the most, though, on this last mission I just did actually up in Burma with displaced people who are hiding up in the mountains from the Burma Army still, I thought, you know, it began to be a burden to me. Wow, man, I can help these people, but how much? And when I leave, I can't do anything. And I thought, that's why we introduce people to Jesus, because Jesus never leaves you. And in the midst of the worst things that happen, he helps you find a way through, his way through. And so I think no matter where we go, whether it's Burma, Kurdistan, in Albuquerque, I think the most important thing we can do is first listen to the Lord, and then second, share with people who Jesus is and how much he loves him, why God cares so much to send his son, let us kill him, raise him from the dead, and save us. That's the only thing that really is going to help us in the end. And it's not just the end we're talking about with Jesus. It's every day. Mm. It's every problem that we face. So, to me, I'm grateful to be in partnership with Reload Love because that's what they're about. And humans run out of love, but God never does.
And I love the name Reload Love because it's just constant reloading, and that's coming from God. And all we do is say, yes, load us up. And so I'm grateful to be part of all you're doing. My wife and kids go with me. They're a lot better than me at all of this, and I'm grateful.
That's so cool.
Incredible.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Oh, I thought you were going to continue to talk, but we're talking with Dave, Dave Eubank, from the founders of Free the Oppressed. And gosh, we were talking just a little bit ago about, you know, the person listening on the radio who, you know, how can they get involved? You know, is it just the, you know, them buying a charm? Is it maybe God has opened up their heart to, you know, start something, you know, because God created each of us to do something extraordinary, you know? And, you know, talk about what it was like when God put that on your heart to do what you're doing right now.
Well, I think in my heart, first I looked at, you know, villages burned, kids were raped, people killed, and I thought, that is wrong. Lord, let me do something. And I thought, I can help one person, and they'll be glad, and I'll be glad. And I had no bigger plan except that. And so, for me, we go, anywhere we go for four reasons. One is our soul. This is where God wants us. Second is our heart. We love these people. Third is our mind. Oppression is wrong, and we want to stand against it. And fourth, it's our body. We like going to these places. And so I think, you know, God has made us all different, but to do His will and to burn that true flame. I was thinking about that Olympic runner, Eric Little, who later became a missionary. He said, God made me fast. I feel His pleasure when I run. Mm-hmm. And I think God has made us all fast. And one way that we are fast together, we reload love, is they have a heart. Share the gospel with people in big trouble, and especially to help kids.
Yeah.
And they came in with us into Burma, walking in into the jungle, and cheerful, and singing songs, and sharing the gospel, and making us cry, and motivating us. And then up in Kurdistan, up on Sinjar Mountain, they gave us the supplies that we needed, medicine and stuff for kids. And these kids are in big trouble. They're traumatized. They've watched... I didn't know one family didn't lose somebody. Mm. They've seen family members killed. They've had their sisters taken away and raped, never to see again. Their whole village, you can see your town below, it's all ruined. ISIS, even when ISIS was pushed out of Sinjar, they're firing chemical weapons back in. And some of the people affected were kids.
Man.
And so what I see with Reload Love is it's kind of like there's a movie called Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. And at a very dark time, and it looks like evil's going to win, Gandalf, one of the characters, the wizard, the good guy, he says, evil is not the only force in the world. And sometimes you can think evil's the only force in the world. It's not. There's a force of good, and it's even more powerful. Mm-hmm. And it's eternal, and it's from God.
Yeah.
And I feel we felt greatly reinforced by Lenya and Jen and the whole Jared and my Australian dog friend, I can't remember his name on radio. He's going to kill me.
Murray!
Anyway, you know who you are, Murray.
And, you know it, Murray.
Finally. Anyways, and all the rest, Becky and everybody else who's involved with Reload Love, and Oslin himself, anyways, codenamed Skip. That whole team not only encouraged us, they gave us stuff to put in our hands. And I can't quite believe it because we don't know them that well, but they keep giving us stuff in our hands just to help other people.
Hmm.
And when we're up there, one of the things we saw, you know, we've reached out to kids in different places in the world, in Asia and Africa, but to me and to Karen, my wife, and our kids, we had never seen kids so desperate as they were in Kurdistan. I don't know why that is. I really don't. But they were angry kids and stuck up on top of this mountain, and they were not happy. And they'd be happy for a moment while we're doing the program, and afterwards, unhappy again. And our heart went out to them, and there's a lot of things that have to be done for healing. The most important thing is introducing Jesus. And I think God loves them so much, they don't even have to know Him. They're going to feel His love.
Hmm.
He's bigger than them.
That's so
and
cool.
The other thing that we can do, along with giving medicine and clothes and giving them attention and praying with them, is also something that Reload Love is going to be doing there, which is enabling them to play, having a space to play,
having a place to be kids, building a playground. And so in June, Reload Love is going to bring a team over and build a playground, and we're going to do a small little part to help in that. So that kids, actually, in this area they're going is in Nineveh area. And where it can be done, you can look across the plains. ISIS is still there. I don't know if ISIS will be there by the time your team gets there. I mean, they're not at this spot where you build the playground. They're only about 3 miles away. And you see their black flag, and it's the same place Jonah went. And I thought, wow, all these years later, you know, God sent Jonah because he cared about the people of Nineveh. Well, God cares about all the people. He cares about those kids that Reload Love is going to help, that some of them are just being able to get home now. 3 miles sounds close, but they're pretty safe from ISIS right now because they've got the Kurdish army and a small hill between them and ISIS. And ISIS is getting on their back foot. But I also think that Reload Love, one, is about helping people in need like these kids, spiritually and physically, emotionally, in every way, but also about there's an enemy over there, ISIS, and they're human, though. They're also made in God's image. They don't know that right now, but they are made in God's image, and no one is beyond redemption or change. Mm. So our main work is helping people who are suffering, but our work is also turning towards the oppressor, standing between the oppressor and the oppressed and praying for the oppressor.
Yeah.
And I believe that the work of Reload Love will not only be helping those kids and making a bright light there, that light goes in every direction because it's God's light. It's not a little human light. It's God's light. And it will go all the way to ISIS. Mm-hmm. Whether they accept it or not, it's between them and God. But yeah, it's going to be a great light going towards them.
Hmm. Incredible.
That is incredible. Yeah.
Incredible what you guys are doing. And we're going to be continuing to pray for you guys. And thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thank you, and I'm here with Karen. I don't know if you want to say anything, Karen, if you got a minute.
Yeah.
Shaking her head. She does everything. She's the whole Good Life Club lady. Say something with
it. Love you guys.
I love you.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, anytime.
That's so great.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey. So, Karen, yeah, tell us what it's like to be married to Rambo.
Wonderful. Yeah.
It's good. Killing in the name of love.
Yeah, there you go.
No, what?
That's wrong. That's wrong.
That's wrong. It's still wrong.
Song, an old song called "The Things You Do for Love."
Yeah. Amen.
Good luck, Karen.
Yeah.
You sound stoked.
Love you.
Love you. Thanks so much, you guys.
It's awesome.
All right. Dave, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, right, man.
Thank right you, and God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen. All right, brother.
He was right.
We'll see you, man. Dave Eubank and his wife, Karen, Free the Oppressed. That's their organization. And Dave seriously is Rambo.
Explain this to
me. No, for real. I felt like a real journalist just now because, you know, like when you're watching people and they're corresponding on the scene from halfway across the world.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, we're out here and
we're out here.
Yeah.
5 second delay.
He was in Asia, somewhere in the jungles of Asia.
Can't talk about it.
Yeah.
No joke, Lenya off air goes, "Well, you know Rambo 3 was like seriously created after him." I'm like, "Stop it." She's like, "No, seriously." That movie is about his life. Yeah. Like based on his life rescuing missionaries in like China. I was like, "Oh."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, he's like for real Rambo.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell us where calling him on his sat line. Like he carries a sat phone.
Yeah. When they came to church and they talked about how they picked up everything and just moved wherever God led them. And they got kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they're, I don't know how old they are now, but I think they're teenagers. Maybe one isn't even a teenager yet, but and man, they were stoked on their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I kept thinking, that's got to be rough for those kids. No, they didn't. They were loving it.
Yeah,
and they're on the battlefields,
mm-hmm,
and that's truly having faith right there.
It's incredible. Yeah, I can't imagine it. Like we talk about, you know, if God wants you to do something, He's going to work it out. But just imagine that the things, you know, that he has to work out or the livelihood of your wife and kids.
Yeah.
And then all the little idiosyncrasies that come with having a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of that
and
stuff.
And 3 miles down the road is an ISIS camp.
Ah.
There's a black ISIS flag 3 miles away.
Yeah.
And then it's so true because you think of Jonah when God told him to go to Nineveh. And then, dude, the Ninevites, they were like ISIS. Mm-hmm. They were skinning people alive. they were doing some horrific things to people that if you weren't a Ninevite, you were toast. And so Jonah has to go into that town and tell them, hey, God's going to destroy you. Repent. What if he did that to you? Hey, go into that ISIS camp.
Right.
Tell everybody to repent or God's going to destroy you. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
And some of you guys, you know, the Lord might be laying something special in your heart like that. But for a lot of us, there is no way. It's like, no, I could never do that. Right. I want to help, but I don't want to be staring at a black ISIS flag across the street.
Mm. Right.
Here's an easy way for you to get involved. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/star88fm. Watch the video. Put the link up to the documentary. It's about 26 minutes. Take a break today. Take a look at that video and then get involved. It's very easy to get involved right here. You're not going to have to be staring at an ISIS flag across the street, mm-hmm. but you can do simple, small, effective things here to help the people that are in those situations
right.
that God has called to do that. So do that right now.
And think about just, you know, buying a charm bracelet or a necklace. You get to be a part of what Reload Love is all about. You get to be a part of saving a child's life, you know, giving them hope. Maybe it's a bus in the future again. Maybe it's more playgrounds. Who knows what God's going to do? That's what's amazing about this thing. You never know what God's going to do next.
Never know.
And Reload Love is doing it, man.
Yeah,
it's
seriously.
So cool. It's been incredible.
A fun show, man.
Fun show.
It has.
And now it's over.
It stop is. It. We stopped.
Yes, now we're in it early. Yeah, I called it.
40 calling minutes.
It. Still got 40
Wrap
minutes.
It up. That's
40
minutes of show.
Wrap it up.
Monday mindset, man. You know, we focus on things on Monday as far as where we're headed, what we're doing. And I think it's a solid reminder for our Monday mindset today. You know, we're kicking off a new week and it's like, oh, man, the stresses of the week, whatever it is. Dude, my 3-year-old is having surgery this week, you know? Mm-hmm. He's going under, and that's terrifying me right now, thinking about
faith,
it.
How's your faith, man?
But
how's
that's it. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, as we talk about this, my heart and my mind are focused on my 3-year-old, but in turn, because of my great love for my child, it reminds me of these children halfway across the globe who are living in a tent, who seriously have nowhere to use the restroom, who have nothing. And I want to do something about that because that sucks. Yeah. And I just can't fathom it because we're so spoiled here in America that thinking about hardships that my children face, they're like the porta potty at the baseball fields or the hardships that they're facing versus living in a camp somewhere, not being able to even trust a neighbor because you don't know where they stand in regards to religion. You don't know what they're going to do. There are children being brutally murdered halfway across the globe for their faith. And, it's crazy to me. So it's that solid reminder as I do think of my son, as I think of Brody and the surgery that he's going to have this week.
Yeah.
I think of these children who, man, have nothing and how we can help. Mm-hmm. So easy. ReloadLove.com/Mayday. Check out the documentary. Get involved, dude. Seriously.
Yeah. But continue to pray for the Jeter family because, any of us would be in the same boat.
Yeah.
We'd be nervous.
Yeah.
Anytime, your little one is going to go, have a major surgery. That's intense.
I really am taking a few days off this week, guys. I'm sorry, but
I would think you'd want to keep your mind on something else, but whatever. It's
yeah,
cool.
No, I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the hospital with him.
You know,
he's
just waiting in the waiting room. I mean, it's just, like he can't really do anything. He's just.
I'm gonna murder you in your sleep.
Nope.
What? Huh?
I get it.
I need to be careful because I joke it. Like that. And then what happens if all of a sudden he was? I'd be the prime suspect.
You would.
I joke about taking you out all the time.
Yeah, I got
one of these days,
right,
it's gonna come true, and then I'm the prime suspect.
Yeah.
Yep. Someone listens gonna go like,
Dex,
oh, I can murder.
Me. He's
Dex.
Always like, Matt, isolate all the isolate the evidence.
I need you to keep all of this as evidence for one day.
So I do.
Yep. You know what? It's locked up in a vault. Right in here.
Oh, no, you can't do that to me,
man. You look right over in the corner
with
in
the vault.
Again. See that? See that little
only the FBI have the
That cabinet
key.
Over there holds all my files.
Like,
all
I feel
of the
like
audio.
We've opened 14
all of
vaults
it.
To you.
I have racist comments that you've made over the years.
Oh, my gosh, what? I don't make
There's
racist
a file for racist comments? What
yeah,
is
I
this?
See that. No, you, there's
Should
more
I hit
than
play?
One file. There's like a
No, you did.
You know what? Let me just close the vault. I'm just going to close it.
Oh, my God.
We'll keep that for another day.
Good grief.
Yeah, it's a big vault. He'll laugh it up. Laugh it up, Steve-O. Laugh it up.
That's a huge vault, Steve-O.
Oh.
It says on the door, Steve-O vault.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, I say a lot of things. Yeah. 4 hours a day.
Where's
every
my
day.
Vault?
Yeah.
Where's I'm making my... one right now.
You have a manila envelope. Oh. That's all you
have. It's the file. I have a file.
You have a file. It's a tiny manila envelope of the two things you've ever said.
All right, coming up, we'll finish our headlines. Also, this story is crazy about an 11-year-old. Who encountered, he was home alone, and a burglar broke in.
Man.
Wait till you see what this kid did.
Crazy.
Hang out with us.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Edge, lead guitarist with the Irish band U2, performed for participants in a Vatican medical conference.
President Obama made his last guest of honor appearance at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo.
All three Republican candidates showed up at the California GOP convention this weekend.
Hillary Clinton is apologizing for her remark on CNN.
I have a lot of experience dealing with men who get off the reservation.
Native Americans say the term off the reservation is disrespectful.
The Jungle Book topping the movie box office again.
Freight cars from a CSX train scattered like so many twigs along the rails in northeast Washington, D.C.
Flooding in East Texas.
Dogs and other animals traveling now have a bathroom of their own at New York's Kennedy Airport.
An astronaut aboard the International Space Station has used a remote control to operate a robot back on Earth.
In El Paso, Texas, two teens were thrown from a carnival thrill ride. One teen was killed, another was injured.
High today of 63 degrees.
Reload love.
Mayday.
It really has been a pretty amazing show this morning. And if you missed any of it, hit that podcast after the show. It'll be up at iTunes, Google Play. You can go to our website at star88.fm. Podcast the whole show minus the music. Reload love. Helping children, families that are affected by terrorism. They take these bullet casings, melt them down, make charm bracelets, necklaces. The jewelry is really, it's fantastic.
It's legit.
It's beautiful. So if you're looking for some good gifts, Mother's Day, 6 days away. Go to Reload Love's website, and she said just for the basic one, which is really cool, is $30.
Yep.
And you can help these children that are displaced because of terrorism. They're building playgrounds on battlegrounds. I want to talk about an 11-year-old young man. Can't imagine being home alone.
Did his parents leave him? Were they all going on a Christmas vacation?
How did you know?
And then, okay.
When are they going to reboot that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Bring it on. Let Macaulay Culkin be one of the Sticky Bandits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or no, let Macaulay Culkin be the creepy neighbor with the snow shovel.
Yes.
He looks like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Got the weird beard.
You're welcome, studios.
11-year-old Chris lives in Alabama. Was home alone on Wednesday when he heard a noise in his house. Then he realized someone had broken in. So Chris, like any other 11-year-old, grabbed a 9mm handgun.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. The 11-year-old had the handgun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heard a noise. Said, this doesn't sound right. Grabbed a 9mm handgun. Well, he wound up face-to-face with the guy who threatened to kill him.
Dang.
But then the guy grabbed a hamper and ran out the front door towards towards the fence in the yard. So Chris started firing. He started shooting.
The 11-year-old?
Yes.
Okay.
He fired 12 shots at the guy.
12?
And the last
he was 11.
The last one finally hit him in the leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Here he is talking about it.
I told him I was going to kill him all that with a gun if he didn't get out of my house. When he was coming down the stairs and told me he was going to kill me and do all that, I shot through a hamper that he was carrying. And it was a full metal jacket bullet. I went straight to the back of him and his leg. And he started crying like a little baby. When I pulled the gun out on him, I guess he didn't think it was a real gun because he didn't worry about it. He just kept on walking. I play zombies for target practice. Uh-huh. I hope you learned a lesson from coming to this house trying to steal stuff.
Tell you what.
Yeah!
Woo! I tell you what, you come to my house? I'll shoot
Talladega,
you.
Alabama.
I'll shoot you right. I'll shoot
you
right there.
Oh, man.
I'll unload my 9mm handgun on you.
That was intense.
That was so intense.
Man, Chris, bodyguard of the future.
No kidding. Man. That's insane. At 11 years old, I would have peed my pants.
Right.
Probably be so scared I couldn't move.
This is what would have happened with Home Alone in the real world.
Right.
There are no crazy gadgets. There are no traps or some cool map that he drew up. He just shot the guy with a gun.
Right. Well, they couldn't do that because then the movie would be 16 minutes long and it'd just be awful.
I told him I was going to kill him all that with a gun if he didn't get out of my house. When he was coming down the stairs and told me he was going to kill me and do all that, I shot through a hamper that he was carrying. And it was a full metal jacket bullet. I went straight to the back of him and his leg. And he started crying like a little baby.
Like a little baby. Gosh, you know what it reminds me of? My 10-year-old Luke.
Yeah, right?
Started crying like a little baby.
Because Luke's my 10-year-old, Jack's my 12-year-old. Jack would have had your response. Luke would have had that response.
Yeah, you're right.
For real.
Yeah.
Except we don't have no handguns with full metal jackets just lying around. So that's in Talladega.
That is in Alabama.
It was in Talladega, Alabama. Yeah.
Talladega, that Alabama. Makes sense. Yep. Yep. Chris Gaither.
Good grief, friend.
11 years old. America, right there.
Yeah.
Steve-O?
Descending a Bill Gaither.
Well, since we're hanging out in the South, let's stick to the South.
Yeah.
And my dear friend Teo's favorite football.
Football.
What? However, Teo may actually know a little bit about this man. His name is Dak Prescott.
I do know. He was a quarterback for Mississippi State. My alma mater.
Yes. You are a fan.
Yeah, he's good.
Dak Prescott, also a fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, he took the program to a different level. You know, it was like he was out there scoring the points and making the touchbacks, and it was real cool. I said, don't touch my back. I'm fine. And he said, I'm down with that. So he touched the field.
This is a story of a boy who grew up loving an NFL team. That NFL team was the Dallas Cowboys.
Nice.
Now, this is also a story of your words coming back to haunt you.
No.
And being careful what you say on social media.
No.
Dak Prescott was just drafted with the 135th overall pick in this last week's NFL draft. Who took him? His favorite team.
Yay!
The Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Well, let's rewind a few years, shall we? December 31st, 2012. Dak Prescott at 15_DakP. Quote, I'm done taking up for Romo. # had enough.
Had enough.
He doesn't finish. And none of those INTs were because of the O-line. # no excuses.
No excuses.
You're supposed to throw it over the guy's head. That was the most embarrassing one of them all. # stop taking up for him. Dak Prescott, then 19 years old, emotionally invested in his favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. Many that day took to social media to rip one Tony Romo for
his lack of being a solid
quarterback. But only one of those human beings, 4 years later, was drafted as the backup for Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
Sadly, he's getting a lot of flack for this. And it's like, dude, he was 19 years old. He was a fan. He was ripping his quarterback that he loved. Yeah. He's been emotionally invested in that team his whole life. His whole family are Cowboy fans.
That's a big deal.
Well, they're it's like total non-issue in my opinion, but some people are like taking them to task because like, oh, drama. We got to try and get a storyline going. Dak Prescott hates Tony Romo, but it's like, come on, man. This was back in 2012, week 17. The Redskins played the Cowboys. I remember this game well. Playoff spot on the line. A lot went wrong for the Cowboys in that game, and most of it seriously was Tony Romo's fault. They walked away with the heartbreaking loss, and Dak Prescott would take to Twitter, obviously not knowing in a few short years he'd actually be backing up Tony Romo.
Okay.
Honestly, even if he could have known, is he really at fault for being passionate about his team losing?
That's
everybody
fans.
I know that's a Cowboys fan complains about. That's like the other thing they say. They go, I love the Cowboys, America's team. Tony Romo is crazy. That's like the next thing.
You know what I will say for Dak Prescott in his defense? Many Cowboy fans say really horrible things about Tony Romo. And this 19-year-old kid had some pretty G-rated rants. You know what I mean? Like his Twitter rant, there was no language. He was saying eloquent things. It made sense. Everything, of course, probably being a quarterback, it helped understanding the game a little. So he understood why Romo was making those mistakes and what those mistakes are. Mm. Now, what's cool and what's important is Prescott is now living like every kid's dream. He said, quote, "This means everything. It was just something I dreamed about. I ran around the house acting like I was a Cowboys quarterback my whole life. So for it all to come true, it's such a blessing just being here with my family and Jerry Jones giving me the call. Just the excitement to have my family, a majority Cowboy fans. It was awesome." He said, you know, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to work. I want to compete. I'm going to do the best I can, work as hard as I can, try to outwork everybody there, push Tony Romo, push the other guys, and just know while I'm doing that, I'm making myself better and making the whole team better.
There you go.
Right.
Gosh, yeah.
He's
everybody
so excited.
Hates him. He's such a good team player.
I know, right?
He's wrong.
He tweeted in what is a tweet that actually matters, not the tweet from 4 years ago, but this one, "A dream come true. Let's do this, Cowboys Nation. Hashtag nice. Blessed. Hashtag 135, the 135th pick. He dropped in the draft, man. He really did. And the Cowboys, they stole him.
Well,
it's going to be interesting to see what he does.
Because he's good.
He's really good.
He's so good. Awesome. He's so perfect and awesome.
And you know who's good?
I don't know about that.
You know who's good sometimes? Tony Romo.
Yeah, exactly.
He's good sometimes.
Yeah.
To my third party, like only watching it from afar view of the Cowboys, Tony Romo doesn't behave well and he doesn't come through in the clutch. He usually botches it.
Apparently, I have to get better at my Cowboys knowledge because my brother has a local TV show that.
What?
And so he asked me this weekend if I'd be willing to go on his show 1 week to talk about it. Yeah,
is it on public access?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like a Cowboys show.
That's awesome.
Where they talk sports. And Scotty this weekend was seriously like, yeah, bro, mock draft. I was a little bummed because I had this guy, but of course the Browns took him two picks before, so they had to go with Jalen Smith here and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah. Okay. And he's like, bro, so, you know, December 18th, the Cowboys are playing your Bucks, bro, so you got to bring it. You know, we got to get you on the show, bro. We got to talk, you know,
That's hilarious.
I told him he's got to come on our show, and I finally got confirmation.
No way.
My brother will be on the Morning Invasion.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We've been asking for this for a long time.
We have a 40-second delay now, so we're good.
Steve-O's brother.
130. Yeah.
He's from Brooklyn.
He's never been to Brooklyn.
What? Oh, really?
Never been there. Or Boston, for that matter.
All right.
However, he's a passionate Cowboys fan, and he owns a pawn shop, and
one of my favorite Jeters.
Yeah, dude. He's, you know what the funny thing is? I realized this weekend I hung out with my brother, and then my sister, you know, whenever she calls in or hangs out, or when Chrissy calls in, I am seriously the least funny of all the Jeters. Mm. Like, Sarah's hilarious. Scotty is hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
No, it's not.
I love it. I can't wait.
No, I hate it.
No, it's gonna be great.
I'm supposed to be the funny one.
He hates it.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, let's finish up some of these headlines. Reload, love, baby. Reload.
News. Where were you guys? I was doing the wave. No? Okay. Yeah, just me.
A woman in Chicago just filed a class action lawsuit against the old Starbucks for $5 million.
Whoa! Okay.
You want to know why?
Talk to me.
They hot coffee. Put too much ice in their iced coffee! That's right.
Wait, what is... Why did we go to Mexico?
I don't know. The computer just went
they
for
put
it.
Too
know.
Much ice in their iced coffee! Oh!
Nope, I just don't understand what that's about.
She says in a venti iced coffee, you get about 14 ounces of coffee and about 10 ounces of ice! But in the hot version, all 24 ounces are coffee.
Is it because it's a latte?
It's a latte ice. You're welcome. Her lawsuit says, quote, you get just over half of the advertised amount and just over half of the amount for which you are paying. She also found that makes ice drinks the most profitable item on the menu. So she wants $5 million for all the people who have been ripped off in the past 10 years.
Is she going to then go hand it out to people?
The suit is also demanding that Starbucks serve ice drinks in bigger cups so you get the full amount of coffee you order. What, because my friends, they put too much ice in their iced coffee. Play the song.
I mean, come on, where were you? That was obviously a setup.
I stared at you.
It's not me, it's the computer.
Gosh, it just does what it wants.
Did you see me staring at him and he just like nodded? Ice. That's the name of the story. Ice. Also, that took place in Chicago, so none of that music made sense. Thank you, Dex.
Uh-huh. Oh,
if you sit at a desk all day, the best stretch you can do is a yoga move called a prayer squat.
Oh, what?
That's right. Squat down as low as you can without lifting your heels off the floor.
Oh, hold on.
Do it. Steve-O's going to do this
we
right
need
now.
Can you dim the lights a little bit, please? Mm. There's no incense burning. You just squat? Mm. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
Squat down as low as you can without lifting your heels on the floor. Keep your heels on the floor.
My heels are flat.
Yeah. Go down a little lower.
Really?
You're like perched.
Okay.
There you go.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. It's good because it stretches a bunch of muscles, opens your hip, and helps with lower back pain.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I can feel it
prayer
stretching
squat.
My lower back.
Everybody,
am
prayer
I supposed
squat
to pray?
Right now.
Prayer squat.
Am I supposed to pray?
I mean, yeah, you can.
No, you can pray
anytime. No,
no, but I mean, like, right now in my prayer squat.
Well,
you know what the prayer is going to be?
Between you and
Lord,
God.
Help me stand back up.
Lord, deliver me from this squat!
Gosh, that was pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thank you. Let me turn the lights back up here.
Okay, cool.
Ice! Fire department rescued a bunch of cops stuck in an elevator. The law. This is a big score for the fire department in the eternal battle of cops versus firefighters.
Okay.
A group of cops from the Kansas City Police Department's tactical unit was taking an elevator at the police academy last week, but they went over the weight limit and got stuck. How many donut jokes do you think happened?
Right.
So the fire department had to come rescue them, and they took a quick selfie in front of all the cops trapped in the elevator.
Check that out.
Before they got them out.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
That's awesome. Because it's always firemen versus police officers.
See, yeah,
that's pretty hilarious, actually.
A couple of loose donuts floating around. There's one. This guy has a donut.
You know that's going to make the rounds, and then they're going to get in trouble because it wasn't proper protocol.
They're going to be like, shaming.
Firefighters are like, giving the thumbs up. But the police officers are smiling about it.
They are.
Thanks, guys.
You know, behind closed doors, you're going to be like, Kowalski! How could you didn't protocol this and blah, 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 that?
Kowalski, you're an idiot.
I want your badge.
Give me a badge.
Kowalski.
Give me a
wait, do firefighters have badges?
Yeah.
Oh. I want your badge, Kowalski.
I want your helmet.
Your helmet?
I want your axe. I want your fire hose.
Wait, why are you so happy about that? Call Dave Myers. I want to talk to him. Call him right now.
No, I can't.
You're crazy.
Okay. In North Korea, the punishment for saying Kim Jong-un isn't that tall is probably death.
Wow.
For you.
Oh, yeah.
And probably some of your relatives, too.
Wow.
You get to wipe out the whole family with that one little phrase. So imagine what would happen if you committed a real crime. Apparently, North Korea just had its first ever bank robbery.
Whoa.
Someone broke into the country's central bank in Chongjin, North Korea, last month. Where the two guards outside weren't at their stations. What were they doing? The robber got away with 70 million North Korean won, which is about 77 grand.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The authorities are investigating.
Yeah. I thought thought it was going to be way more money than that. That's it?
That's nuts, man.
Yep.
That's the first bank robbery?
The first one ever.
Well, that we know of.
No, people don't commit crimes there.
Just stop it.
Unless they're American kids Kim on a Jong-un. Youth group trip. That's all my news, Dex. I read every single thing.
Guys, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Update.
What is it?
Update.
Hey, man, let me ask you this. What is your update?
Wow. Jeremy Irons has just released confirmation that he will be returning as Alfred the Butler in Justice League.
Oh, that's good.
That's it.
Okay, good.
And I just read it and thought, that's pretty awesome.
Well, let's end the show with Reload Love, because it continues all day today on Star 88. Mm. We want to thank our guest this morning. We kicked it off at 7:30 with Jolene Baca.
Yeah!
From Reload Love. And then we had Linya Heitzik on.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to Pastor Youssef.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave and Karen Eubank somewhere in Asia.
Yeah, Southeast Asia. They couldn't tell us their location.
Yep. And it continues. Daniel is going to be talking about it. Bjerg is going to be talking about it. More interviews. More about Reload Love.
Yeah.
Get all the information where, Steve-O?
At reloadlove.com/Mayday. Well, that's where you can watch the movie and do all mm-hmm. that stuff. You can also just go straight to our Facebook page. We posted a link to everything on our page, facebook.com/star88fm.
Yeah, go do it, because they're doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
These charm bracelets, these necklaces, the jewelry that they make from these bullet casings they're incredible.
Yep.
If you want to volunteer, I know Linya was talking about how they're always looking for people that want to volunteer here
mm-hmm.
To help make the jewelry.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
lots of simple, practical ways you can get involved.
Not complicated. Maybe you want to buy something. Maybe you just want to give money. Watch that video. It definitely will give you more information and give you a bigger picture of what Reload Love is all about.
Absolutely.
All right, fellas. Tomorrow's New Music Tuesday. You going to be playing my jam tomorrow for New Music Tuesday, Taylor?
Nope.
What?
What did you want?
Come on now.
I'm not one to take sides, but
it's a good jam.
I will say,
baby.
Huh? Amy Grant really 2016'd this song.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, man.
Wait, why would you turn it off?
We gotta go.
Oh.
Time to go, man. You know what? Okay. We'll just leave you with it then.
Mm.
New Music Tuesday tomorrow? I can't wait to find out. I can't wait.
We play the new Amy Grant? The new old Amy Grant.
That's right. Love you guys. Hit us up if you need us. Studio at star88.fm. Have a great day.
Stop for a minute.
Tayo, I'm so glad you're mine.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you are.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.